once again with more feeling. Collision 28.
Bitch.
Unfocused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, it's Reason. What up, Reason?
Oh, Reason's joining us.
Yeah, I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. We're back with Unfocused. We're on episode 317.
That's right.
Which is a Swalette, which AJ informed me we're in Ruby Sapphire.
Yeah.
What is that, Hoenn?
Yes.
Yeah, and well, Swalette is the poison bag Pokemon, which... Okay, points up on the creation.
Okay, that's new, yeah.
Creativity.
Last week it was a stomach Pokemon, you know, and we blew some minds about that. Poison bag this time, you know, because that's what your stomach is, you know. Just a poison bag, right?
Kind of.
Of like acid
it
and
breaks
shit.
All that shit down, too.
Yeah,
technically,
right.
Technically, it's two definitions of a poison bag.
Damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
And
anyway.
Next time I have a stomach game, I'm like, man, my poison bag hurts, you know.
What the fuck? That's funny. All right, so this is the podcast, obviously, if you didn't get it from that exchange about comics, video games, anime, movies, nerd shit, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so usually we kick this off with telling you about our Unfocused Weeks, but before I do that, I just want to tell you we are live on twitch.tv/Unfocused Podcast.
We're on live on Collision 28.
Yeah, but twitch.tv/...
Collision 28.
Yeah, Collision 28, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, and then if you want to tweet us things to talk about or, you know, just get at us, tweet us at Unfocused28
That's
on
right.
Twitter.
Yeah. Yep.
We're also on Stitcher and Spotify.
Spotify. Why is it always that one that we forget?
I don't know. It's hard to say it for some reason. I don't know
why.
What's
so hard about it?
That's why we don't have a licensing with them because we can't say their name right.
Oh, but we're on there.
Yeah. You know, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. We're there. So that being said, AJ, why don't you tell us about your Unfocused Week?
All right, man. So this is what happened. You see, no skate, nothing crazy. you know, the usual. So Soul Calibur, some Smash Brothers, played Smash with, you know, the Hammer crew, and some Mario Party. So there's a new Mario Party that just came out, and Chris had it. So we play that. We played 10 rounds, which takes forever. Like 10 turns, like there's a 50 turn you can do too, or even more, I believe. But we did 10 turns, and that took like an hour and a half or two.
Damn.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a good time. Like I was trying to remember like how to play things. Like I forgot like what's the strategy in this game. Like what am I supposed to be doing? I know you gotta go around the board and collect stars and all that. But I forgot like, you know, that the star can move sometimes, and there's like other things you can do. Like you can get items that you can use to help you, like, you know, progress on the board, or you can even do shit to your opponents to help them or not help them or whatever, you know. And I forgot all about that, collecting coins, stealing coins from each other, stealing stars from each other. I forgot about all that.
Oh, the star stealing, man.
Yeah.
I hated that because one thing I hate in a game is thinking I have it and someone fucking takes it from
you. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's what I didn't like about Mario Party. Someone could take those away from you.
And what was funny is too is that like Druids has got a slight advantage like in the beginning, so we're all just like, you know, trying to fuck him over. He ended up winning in the end somehow. Don't know
Wait,
how.
I thought Drew didn't win. I thought Steve won.
The Mario Party.
Oh, Mario Party. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Chris did make sure to make that very clear to me that happened.
Yeah. So that happened. That was fun. And then we might be planning to play like a bigger round, like in the future or something like that, like during the holidays or something like that. So we'll see what's going on with that. And then aside from that, some Digimon. Oh, okay, Jay, so I heard this new term. I kind of like it. I was talking to this one kid, and I'm like, yeah. So what you got planning? What do you do? Like, or what are you gonna do later on? He's like, oh, I'm gonna just, you know, jump up my PC, just no life it, you know.
No life it. That's funny. No life.
No
it.
Life it. I'm like,
damn. All right. I fuck with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't know that term in college because we would have been all about
we're
that.
We're totally no lifing Diablo back in the day.
Oh, we were no lifing that shit. That's true. Damn.
See, I like how you can say it and you get it, right?
You get it. That's how you know it's a real good saying. Yeah. For real.
Yeah. So, you know, been no lifing Digimon. You know, just looking at cards, trying to build decks. Actually, no, I've been mostly working on my little webpage thing that I've been working on this whole time. Fucking all programming, fucking learning how to like read databases and how to gather information off databases. And now I have within the database, I got two tables, and I want to. It's been bugging me for like weeks, not weeks, but a couple days. It feels like weeks where I'm trying to get them to read each other, like, or not read each other, but I want to read one and then have the information I pull from one database table and use that information to get certain information off the bigger database table. And like, I couldn't figure out how to do that properly. I figured it, I cracked it today. It was annoying, but once I figured it out, I was like, oh my God, it was just amazing just to see your web page just fill out like you exactly what you had planned it to fill out. And so I've just been fucking around with that. And I'm trying to build my own little, like, I don't know what you would call it, like my own little app where I can keep track of like my shit. And that's what I'm trying to build just to make my life fun and easier. So I don't have to write shit on paper all the time and stuff like that. So that's what I'm trying to do with that. So I've been messing around with that. Oh yeah, I've been watching a lot of not a lot of Slayers, but like
recapping on it.
Just like because like you know I'm doing shit. I've been working on that website shit, so I just need some background music to happen, right? And so like, I just throw on like Slayers. I put Slayers next, and I finished it like in 3 days. Just working
damn
on it.
Yeah. All of Slayers next.
All of Slayers next. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. You saw me watching it, right? Like
I think I came in a couple of times. Yeah, you were watching some. Yeah.
And I remember telling you about like Zelgadis and that whole like dragon cuisine episode.
Oh right, you did
and
tell me.
And I was
yeah
like, oh, like I'm finding shit like that I've never noticed
say
before.
What did you say? What was the question you asked me? What were they doing it for? Or?
No, I was telling you, like, remember the Zelgadis, you know, he was running underwater, right? So who gave him mouth-to-mouth, right?
The guy who...
And it was the chef. And later on, that same chef was like, yeah, you guys remind me of my family.
And
specifically,
like his...
Zelgadis reminded him of his wife, his dead wife.
And so he probably went
so
for
the
mouth-to-mouth
the fact that he did
quick
mouth-to-mouth, exactly, yeah. And he's licking his lips there afterwards, too.
Oh, like, yeah, that's right? I forgot about that part. That's so gross.
So I put that together. I was like, oh, my God, this makes a little more sense now. And then, actually, yesterday I watched the other Slayers movie I haven't watched yet, Slayers Gorgeous.
Oh, was it any good?
All these movies are like, they just seem like filler, like
dude,
shit.
And so that's the thing. I don't know if I actually told you. Maybe I didn't want to tell you. Because I'd heard that before, that none of the Slayer stuff is as good as the shows,
yeah,
the
no
shows that we're watching, like,
not
sadly.
At all.
Sadly.
Yeah. And there's like almost very little to no, like, connection at all either. So yeah, like this movie was about Naga and Lena, and they stumble upon a kingdom. They're just chilling out, eating there, and all of a sudden, people start running away, hiding, and you know, closing their shops and closing their windows and all that. And this chick comes through with a dragon, tries to fuck up everything, and they stop her. Turns out that chick is just she's the princess that kind of got exiled from her hometown, and she's like just fucking around for dad, who's the king, right? But like they don't want to kill her, but they're just giving each other a hard time, right? And like he doesn't want to kill her, but he doesn't want to stop her, but he doesn't want her to destroy everything, you know. And then they butt in, right? Lena and Naga, and they go separate ways. Naga sneaks off to help the dragon chick, and then Lena stays in the kingdom and helps the king out. And then Naga and Lena get into it, and they fight each other, whatever, right? It happens in like in every Slayers movie. They
Naga
somehow,
and Lena always end up fighting each
other. Yeah, they end up on opposing sides somehow, and end up fighting each other. But and in the end, they come together and solve whatever problem they're having, right?
You know what's funny about that? Now that you mentioned it, it's funny that that's a motif in the old Slayers, the movies about the duo, and then they keep that motif going in Slayers, the show, how they always end up against each other.
They do that sometimes.
Every season, I feel like it happens every season at least once. Like they get on opposite sides of a team.
Like in Next, what I was just watching, where like they go to different houses and like start fucking around with the whole guild, you know, the Sorcerer's Guild and all
that.
Yeah. So that happens there.
And in Slayer's Try, when the magical vessels.
Yeah, the vessels. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just that again. So like I just kind of watched it in the background too, and one thing I just like realize more and more now is like I noticed it earlier, but like Naga always uses ice. She always like, freeze arrows.
Yeah, she's an ice sorceress.
Yeah, and then when they fight each other, they're always fire arrows, flame arrows versus ice arrows all the time, but between them two, right?
So annoying. Even when it happens to somebody else in Slayers. Lena and Vermigan?
Yeah, they
Jesus,
do.
Jesus, that's so annoying. Yeah.
And then also watching Next, you know, when they're in Seirun, this is back to the anime, right? When they're in Seirun, and then they're talking about like Prince Filionel, that whole thing when the demon or the monsters are coming through, right? Fucking up shit. The Zelgadis was talking about like, oh yeah, I know your kingdom has had problems before. He mentions, you know, your sister, right? I heard what happened to her. That doesn't really say what happened to her. But it kind of sounds like she died.
What he says is she's missing.
Yeah, something like that.
It's
like,
not really clear. Like, what
it's not exactly clear. Like, what happened to her? Like, they don't say like she's gone for. Like, they don't. Leave it really open. But it sounds like she's either missing or she's dead. The way he says it, like, because I heard it again. I'm like, fuck, that makes it sound like she's dead. The way I just heard it right now. rather than like she has a problem or something like that, right? And then thinking back to later on, Slayer's, what is it called, Revolution or Evolution R? She, you've seen it, right?
Yeah,
she's in a pot, right?
Yeah.
Or supposedly that's her, because they never confirm whether or not that's her, right?
They never confirm it's her, and she's got some shit on her face, so you can't really tell if it's her
or not. She's just a spirit and armor.
Oh, you're talking about, but she gets out, though, right?
I don't remember.
I think she gets out, and eventually, like, but her face never gets shown.
I think it's just her spirit is just missing, and it's like freaking Alphonse from Full Metal.
Is there not something where Naga shows up in Slayers with a mask on, so you don't really know for sure that it's Naga, and then something slaps her out of the way before she gets to like reveal who she is?
I'm going to start watching Slayers that not last season right now, so I haven't gotten there yet. But the first
season,
might
be there actually in that last season. Yeah,
I don't remember. But like just out of curiosity, I start looking up like shit on Naga on the internet real quick, and I found out some crazy shit. So one thing is it's debated on whether or not it's really her. It's totally her, though, because she starts using magic in the anime.
And she uses ice magic.
She's using freaking freeze arrows against Lena.
That's what always made me feel like it's got to be her.
Yeah, like that just is a dead giveaway. And she does her crazy laugh at one point. Only once, though, she does it in the anime. She does it fucking all the time in the fucking movies.
Look at this funny-ass picture. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I saw it. I came across that one when I was doing research, too.
That's funny.
And then the other crazy thing I found out, it was like appearances of Naga and other like Slayer's media. There's a anime or at least a manga or something called something orphan something what's it called something
oh,
something orphan
it's just called Orphan the sorcerer no, no. Sorcerer Hunter Orphan, right?
Not Sorcerer Hunter, but something Sorcerer Orphan,
Sorcerer Stabber, Sorcerer Hunter, Sorcerer
something
Killer.
Like that.
Orphan.
There's a crossover with them and
Shut
Slayers.
The fuck up.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know back in the day I was always wishing there would be a crossover between Orphan
Apparently,
and Slayers?
Apparently there's a written novel or manga or something where there's a crossover between the two. And Naga is featured in it too.
So when we were in high school, I saw Orphan and Slayers around the same time. And Orphan's like the same thing. He's like a bounty hunter, but he's a sorcerer. Mm. And he hunts sorcerers. That's his job. And I always was watching both those shows around the same time. I was like, man, these should connect. That'd be so cool if they crossed over. And now you're telling me it happened and I didn't know about it?
It happened, yeah.
Wow.
I was like, what's this Orphan cross Slayers thing? And I was like, looking into it, I was like, I didn't like dig too deep into it because I didn't want to spoil anything. Because
you're going to watch it, right?
If I can find something, I don't know.
There's a new Orphan anime that's supposedly a better adaptation than the one I saw back in the day.
I think it's related to that one, yeah, because I saw that come up too. I was like, wait, there's a new Orphan anime?
Yeah.
That like has just came out or something like that.
Yeah, don't watch the old one. It's good, but it fizzles after a while. You can tell that the manga, they were like caught up to the manga or something, you know?
So I'm wondering now if that's another one of those planes where they have a different Dark Lord. Because remember, like, Sorcerer Hunter was also, like, on a different plane. But their Dark Lord wasn't Shabber Nigdo. It was, like, someone else or something like that, right?
You're talking about Lost Universe where Chaotic Blue is there.
Blue, yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. So I'm wondering if they're one of the other, like, planes of universes.
What were the other guys' names? I can't remember them all. Chaotic Blue... Dabber Digda or Dark Star?
Yeah, Dark Star. Oh, yeah, Dark Star.
And then Shabber Nigdo.
Shabber Nigdo. And Death Fog was like another one, right?
Death Fog. Yeah. Who's the fifth?
I think there's just a four. Wasn't it just four?
And then Lord of Nightmares. Yeah.
And Lord of Nightmares is the overall one, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so.
What? I just saw the image of Lena and fucking Orphan.
Yeah, that's the black thing. Back image of him, yep.
That's nuts. Oh, my God. I'm excited. All right. I'm not going to look into that anymore. That's fucking cool.
So I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just got – my mind was just blowing off of that and just researching Naga shit.
That means we got to watch the new Orphan, bro.
I guess so, yeah. But that was, like, just some crazy research I just came across. Well,
you know how people, like, review animes and stuff? We should – if we're going to review one, we should review Orphan.
We did Slayers already. Go check out our YouTube page.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we did
Slayers. Unfocus.
Shit, we did do Slayers. Yeah, hey, but
There's a couple of comments on there if you haven't checked it out yet.
Really?
Yeah, some people are like, oh, this is cool. And
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, there's a couple of comments on there. People
really?
Are, like, appreciative, like, oh, yeah, I like this anime a lot.
Oh, shit, we should make more. All right. Okay, cool. Awesome.
But, yeah, that's kind of all I've done, I suppose.
It's not bad. It's pretty decent in Focus Week. All right. For me, I have... I saw a really good horror movie called Antlers. It was a good monster movie. That was dope. I saw... a terrible horror movie I'm not going to watch again ever called Titane. Super gross. Couldn't handle it myself personally. It was too much. I finished a dope, you know, it was Halloween last week, so you know.
Oh yeah, Halloween, yeah.
Yes, I had to do all the Halloween stuff. We watched the show on Netflix that I highly recommend to anybody who likes like slow burn horror shows. It's a mini series called Midnight Mass. I'm not going to say what it's about. It's rare that you see a horror thing where you don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, you get to episode 3 and you're like, what is it? Is it demons? Is it ghosts? Like, werewolves? Like, what's going on? You know, you want to know. You don't even know until, like, episode 4. And then you're like, oh, that's what it is.
Is that good or bad?
No, it's good. Because okay. The whole time you're wondering, you're like, yeah. You're like, is it demons? You're like, okay, no, it seems like it's something physical. Mm. Is it werewolves? Like, no, it's not only happening at night. It's like, okay, what the fuck's going on? You know, you start thinking about it, and when you find out what it is, and you're like, duh, like, how did I not? Of course it's that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone who knows, don't say it in the comments. But, you know, Midnight Mass was really good. I highly recommend it. I think Carla will definitely love it. I don't know how much you'll like it. I think you'll like it a pretty good amount. The story's just good. You get, like, caught into the characters' actual lives and what's happening with them. Cause
what's it called again?
Midnight Mass. It's one of the most watched shows on Netflix right now. So okay. You can find it on their top watch shows.
Probably won't,
I imagine. Other things I did. So that's the horror stuff I did for Halloween. Other stuff I did, I've been playing Splatoon. I'm getting really good at fucking killing people. Like, maybe not as good at winning every time as I want, but slowly I'm starting to learn how to use my skill of killing to be the one that helps the team win. I'm trying to, like, it's hard to not try to do the goal. You know what I mean? Like, because especially the tower, I'm really good at tower.
Right.
But the way I'm best used is not on the tower, is to go where they're coming from and go fight them on their ground so my team can take it in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I can fight, like, 3 people at once if I have enough paint down for myself, you know?
That's cool.
And it's crazy. I'm getting real good at, like, I started, like, running in front of people on purpose, and throwing the paint cloud, and then running back away. And they're, like, shooting and chasing me, but I go around the corner, so they can't figure out where I'm at. And then, like, you know how my shit corner checks. So I shoot my little shot, and I'll check them in the corner, and by the time they get me, like, they're dead. Like,
that's crazy.
And I'm like, so I started getting really good at that shit, but I just have to focus myself on going to where they're coming from and fighting them. Don't do the goal. Just go fight them. Like,
assist the objective. Don't do the objective.
Yeah, exactly. I'm what you call a slayer, right? And then there's another person called a goal. They have names for, like, the things.
I kind of heard of that before. I don't remember what they are.
There's, like, defense, slayer, and objectives, I think. Mm. Defense, slayers, objectives. And, yeah, anyway. So I'm trying to get better at staying to my objective. Just fight. Like, don't do anything else. Like, what else? I've been, reading a little bit of X-Men comics. Some old school X-Men shit, actually. My buddy Kay Kalust gave this to me. It's a little omnibus of all the old school X-Men shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's after their OG one where they were wearing all blue and yellow and shit, but right when they changed their costume colors and shit, and they start wearing colorful costumes, you know, and then from there they start, you know, getting their own costumes, like Wolverine and fucking Storm, like how they have totally different costumes.
Mm-hmm. Hold it more right here.
Wait, I know, I'm getting to the thing I want to show.
Like, scoot it over so it's on camera.
I stopped. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I stopped here. This is, wait, what the fuck? Oh, I'm confused.
Like, pointing toward me.
Okay.
Like, I'm reading it. Yeah, okay. There you go.
So, I stopped here. I haven't read this because if anyone knows anything about me, this is probably going to be my favorite issue right here. It's called Along Came a Spider.
Mm.
When Spider-Man fights the X-Men.
That's cool.
And I'm like, oh, shit, this might be the first time they ever met.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to read this. Do you guys know I'm all about Marvel theories, especially for the MCU? I'd love to read this and see if this will give me any hint as to how Spider-Man's going to meet the X-Men.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, new camera angle. Oh, you want to switch it back? My bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was it. I just want to show that off a little bit. Actually, yeah, switch it back one more time.
Oh, okay.
I want to show, like,
I got to find a smoother way to do this.
All these cool little issues they have in here. You can see a whole list of all the comics that are involved. And, you know, X-Men used to have a lot of team-ups at the time, so it's cool. You see, you meet Spider-Man. They meet Doctor Strange. They meet the Fantastic Four. And I feel like that's probably because the X-Men, if anyone doesn't know, X-Men comics weren't doing so well for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
After the, you know, the blue and yellow ones. So they had to keep finding ways to make them interesting, so to try to get people into it. And then eventually X-Men failed.
Damn.
And the reason X-Men came back, and that's why you have giant-sized X-Men number one, that's when they brought in Wolverine, Storm, Colossus, Banshee. Who else?
Kind of like what I know today.
Yeah, exactly.
What the kids know today.
People call them the International X-Men.
Whoa.
Because, you know, this is the first time they're all from different countries.
Ah, okay.
Because before Professor X got them all from America, you know, like the area in New York around him. Mm. That's why it's just Beast, Cyclops, Jean, Iceman, and...
Chris Claremont, Nightcrawler?
Yeah, Chris Claremont, Nightcrawler. Yeah, Nightcrawler is part of that group too. The newer international X-Men. Something really interesting in here, I realized. You know, it's a pretty cool power of the X-Men that they never do in the movies. It's super dope. So, you know, the five of them are at a dinner party, right? But, you know, you can't let people know you're mutants. So, and the X-Men are kind of famous, right?
Right.
So some fucking supervillains break in and start trying to rob the place, like riding around on motorcycles, fucking shit up. You know how niggas do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and they're like, shit, we gotta stop these guys, but we can't show our powers off because people will know we're mutants and we'll be hated, you know?
Mm.
And they're like, all right, Gene, link our minds. So Gene links all their minds and they do fucking coordinated attacks and fuck these fools up.
That's crazy.
But nothing's superpowered.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh shit, that's dope. Like,
false. It is superpowered. It's Gene's power.
You're right. It is superpowered. And they're like, oh, from all our danger room training together, we have a bunch of tactics and tag team moves. So Cyclops is giving them orders through Gene's mind. So they're all fucking doing this shit. And they're like, how these fucking regular people fucking beat our asses? And like, we're fucking supervillains. Like, what the fuck?
We're freaking mutants, right?
Everyone's like, how'd you guys do that? Like, oh, you know, and they're like adrenaline. Spur of the moment, you know? Like, and I was like, that's cool. I'd love to see something like that in a future X-Men movie. Like,
yeah,
you know?
That sounds dope.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
But anyway, yeah, so that's what I've been checking out. Anything else? My last thing is what we're about to do in a review on, so there's no point in talking about it yet. And otherwise, I think that's about it for my Unfocus week, man.
All right. What's that net other thing?
Oh, let's do a little review, right?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking time. Dune. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably like, you have more details than I do. I'm just there as a watcher, just enjoying it, because this is my first, like, knowing of anything of Dune. Like, I had no clue what this was about other than little things you've said, like, you know, some desert shit and, like, freaking, like, they do so much, like, shit in it that's, like, reference later on in Star Wars and
Matrix,
all that
crap.
Yeah, and Mad Max and shit like that.
Well, I think the best way to talk about it, first off, we're going to put the spoiler alert on.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
So, anyone who doesn't want to know anything about Dune, we're going to talk about the Dune movie on both available in theaters and HBO Max. I recommend you check out the theaters. It was really good. Sound system was amazing. They made instruments just for this movie that have never existed before.
Man, never before in this instruments.
In the planet. They made new instruments.
That's wild.
They said the hardest thing, you know, Hans Zimmerman, you know, the guy who makes the music.
Mm-hmm.
He said the hardest thing about this whole movie was teaching people how to play instruments that don't exist. So we're going to talk about Dune spoilers. What AJ was referencing to is that the fact that I've already, I absorbed the book, you know, I've done the audio listening of the book. So I already know the whole story of this, the second part of Dune, which isn't out yet, and the third part of Dune, which is the next short book. So I've already audiobooked both of those, so I know what's up with that.
And then have you seen the original movie?
I have. Did you watch that too?
No, Cars did watch it, though.
Oh, it's so bad.
So she was kind of in the know of, like, what to expect and everything.
Like, where they were going with it and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I want to get your take on it first as someone who knows absolutely nothing about Dune, and then I'll give you my take as someone who's, you know, what was done right about it and what was done wrong about it from a book person's opinion, you know?
Mm.
So, all right, for you going in super blank, what do you think about it?
Interesting. It reminds me of, like, the first time I watched Game of Thrones. Fucking lot of characters, and then they all die.
They get you to know all of them, you just start liking them, and they all die.
Yeah, like, oh, what's his name? What's his name again? Oh, okay, I know his name. And he dies. Like, fuck, I just learned his name.
Just
you know?
When you figured it out, yeah. I swear, it's like right when you learn Oscar Isaac's character, I feel like that's right when
yes.
they kill him off.
Like, yeah, oh, exactly. Like, once I started to get to know him, I was like, okay. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, these are like high-level actors and stuff, right? So they're going to be around for a while. And I'll see them in the next movie, you know? Nope.
I hope I didn't spoil any of that. I tried to keep my mouth shut about how many people were going to die in Dune. I really tried to be quiet about it. I hope I didn't spoil any of that for you. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, it's going to be bad. As I was seeing the trailers come out for this fucking movie, like, there's lines that aren't even in the book where Oscar Isaac's like, he tells him, like, even if you don't become our leader, you know, you're still what I always wanted you to be, my son. And I was like, oh, my God, people are going to fucking cry. That's what I was thinking the whole time. People are going to fucking cry. Like, hey, this is even better than what was said in the book, you know?
That's cool, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so, yes, it was interesting, surprising, a lot of characters thrown at you, then they die.
Then they die, yeah. And then, just the whole, like, don't know, like I need to like rewatch it again because I feel like I didn't catch a lot of things. Like I was just trying to figure out things throughout the whole thing. But that's just me. I'm just slow when I see something for the first time because I'm too like worried about what's happening next and I forget what just happened and then I was like, wait a minute, how did I get here? So
you're ahead of the game, bro. You're ahead of the game. I feel it.
But yeah, no, it was fun, interesting. Like the type of tech they use in there, it's just the world building they have in that is crazy interesting. Yeah, and it's just again, it reminds me of Game of Thrones, really, because like they have the different houses, I guess, right?
Yeah, different houses.
And how they're like attacking each other, and yeah, just crazy stuff like that. And then on top of that, too, like we're teased with this character throughout the trailer. You don't even fucking see her until the end. Yeah, you even tease more with her through this dude's visions this whole time, because apparently there's powers going on too, which is also interesting. Which is another thing I was trying to figure out. Like, okay,
there's fucking superpowers too,
yeah,
right?
Powers now. And this guy is like, is he predicting the future, or is he like, what is he doing? And why is he having these visions? And what's this fucking voice shit he can do? You know, like
how crazy is that?
That's interesting too. Yeah.
So I can actually explain some of the superpowers if that helps.
And then who else is some that has like similar possible powers? Aside from him and that family.
Him and his mom and those ladies are the only ones that have those powers.
Does anyone else have like a type of power other than them?
Not really.
Yeah, because that's the other thing I was trying to figure out. Like,
yeah, everyone else is pretty base. They kind of say that the Fremen kind of have a power because they eat that shit, the spice, or they live in the desert where that spice is everywhere.
Right.
So they kind of have a version of seeing the future, but not as strong as Paul. If you remember the guy, the leader of that squad of Fremen, he came earlier and he was talking shit to them early in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The guy spit on the table and they were all like, what the fuck? And they're like, no, wait.
I like that too. Like little things like that I enjoyed. And it was, you know, like, no, hold back. This is like, this is an actual thing that's not like,
it's not an offense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's funny. That's one of my favorite moments in the book. And in that David Lynch one, the 70s one. They didn't do any of the cool moments like that because they were trying to keep it serious.
Right.
And it was too serious. I'm like, some of this is ridiculous. You got to have a little fun with it, you know? And that was a moment that was from the book that was not done in that movie. I'm like, missed opportunity. Mm. And to see that moment in the movie, I was like, that's so dope that they did that.
Yeah,
like, that's cool. These fools all drew their swords like, the fuck?
Yeah. Like, how freaking dare you?
How dare you? Yeah, exactly. But notice how that one guy, when he saw Paul, he was like, I recognize you. And then he left. That's because the Fremen are always in that spice shit, so it's not as much as him because he's never had that shit, and now he's getting a bunch of it in his fucking system.
Yeah,
so he's seeing a lot of shit, but they see little glimpses of the future, much less than Paul does.
Mm.
So that's why that guy's like, I've seen you before, because he's seen a vision of him too, probably.
Yeah, and like, where's the spice from? Is this something just on that world, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
That's the only reason the Empire even cares about that little shitty planet is because the spice is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like they kind of explained that real quick too, which is cool. I was like, oh, that's interesting, and it's like it could use in all types of ways, but mainly these people want to take it to, you know, so they can power their ships or whatever, right?
So that's something actually wasn't clear. They didn't really say that exactly. So what's going on there?
That's what I understood.
They kind of feel like they wanted you to think of that way, but what's really going on? And I don't think this is too much of a spoiler. There's these guys called the Navigators who you see in the very beginning. They're wearing these fucking orange helmets and you can't see their bodies. They're wearing all white and shit.
Right.
They're only in the very beginning. Those guys are the pilots of the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the ships fly at light speed.
Right.
Which, if you think about it, how dangerous would that be with comets and meteors out there? Think about that.
Well, like, how does Star Wars do it, though?
They don't explain.
You know what? Know what I always thought about that? How it takes them a while to fucking, like, get that thing started up and everything? My thought process behind that in Star Wars, and maybe even on this, is that they're like using their ships' radars and shit to find a clear path where they're not going to hit anything as they go light speed. And that's why it takes forever to find that right spot, just like little degrees, you know, just to angle some just right so they don't hit anything.
Now you're smarter than Star Wars. That's not why it's not working. That's because
it's never been explained. But yeah. That's what I always thought was happening. Oh, okay, their ships kind of getting that right angle so they can go straight through so they don't hit anything. That's what I always thought.
Now you're smarter than Star Wars. They never go into that detail. They just tell you that they turn it on and
it just goes.
And they go and it takes them to wherever they plot it out.
Yeah,
it's just cool that in theory that could work if meteors and comets weren't a thing, you know, and random celestial bodies floating by.
Mm.
But that's the thing, space is always changing. So what it is those guys, the guild navigators, they fly the ships and they consume gigantic amounts of the spice. So they turn even turn into steam.
Damn.
And just breathe it in.
Right.
Because they need
smoke
to,
that shit.
Basically, yeah, they smoke that shit because they need to, and that lets them have the vision to see the past. They can actually fly.
Yeah.
So that's why the spice is so expensive and so important, because it lets them fly everybody, because nobody flies themselves anywhere in space.
Mm.
You fly yourself on the planet, but not in space. Like, yeah. They fly you places.
Which makes sense. So it even makes more sense then.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
No, it's like a little, like, world-building shit like that is, like, what I, like enjoy about it. But there's, like, so much going on, and, you know, I couldn't, like, take it all in at once. But that's cool. Yeah, the whole worm thing was interesting, too. I like the whole lore behind the freaking worm, where, like, you know, if you have a pattern happening, that shit's gonna fucking find you and get you. So you gotta, like, walk in ways where there's no pattern to your step.
That's fucking crazy, like, huh?
That's interesting, yeah. I like that shit. Like, little things like that, like, I enjoyed.
Yeah, I agree. I remember that always tripped me out in the book. They're like, you can't walk with rhythm.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. They'll find you. That's fucking scary.
And you know what I just learned, too? I need to go back and listen to this. But apparently Fatboy Slim has a song where he says something in the lyrics that is a reference to Dune and walking, like, about that whole worm thing, like how you can't walk in a pattern.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I need to go listen to the song again because I don't remember it. But
I should send you this video I found.
But they didn't say it in this movie, but they said it in the original movie is what I heard about it, too.
Yeah, they actually say it in the original one, yeah. I think. I'm gonna.
Which is probably where a sample from, if it's a sample.
I'm gonna send you a video that says every Dune reference in media.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like a 5-minute video, and it's crazy how much shit we've seen where they were talking about it and we didn't even know.
Damn.
Like, there's that line, like, where someone's like, the spice. Like, there's so many fucking things, like, even cartoons we've seen where they're just, like, staring off and they say, the spice. And that's a Dune reference.
Wow, okay.
Because they're drugged out while it's happening. So it's kind of like, oh, the spice, you know? Like, yeah. It's like a moment. But anyway, yeah.
Hey, you think that'll catch on today now again?
Oh, I think it's totally gonna happen again. It's definitely gonna happen again. But yeah, so okay, from a book reader's perspective, man, I think it's better than the book.
Okay.
And that's hard to say. The book is okay, let me be clear about that though. The book is still better at explaining some things, but the movie translated so many things from the book into the movie without telling you, it's just showing you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much to be explained in Dune. Then the old one, they were doing what they do in Naruto in anime, where someone's thinking, and you hear their thoughts as they're thinking to themselves, which is cool for a minute. But as the movie goes on, you're like, this is annoying. Like, we're always hearing their thoughts for them to explain to us what's happening in the story. And it's kind of whack. It's kind of, like, inorganic, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And something cool that's, like, explained well that in the book is really stated is the way that Paul knows when Duncan Idaho's in the ship. Because he said, he's like, the Duncan flies a certain way. That's how I know it's him. Right? But in the movie, this fool just flies at an angle. Mm-hmm. Every time you see him, he always flies in his ship. And they don't specifically say that, but when all these ships are flying by them, they're scared and they're running, they're hiding. And when Duncan's ship comes by and lands, mm-hmm. Paul's like, it's Duncan.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they don't
explain
it.
Yeah, they don't. I'm like, okay, he just knows.
Yeah, but in the book, they say specifically, like, it's the way he flies. It's got to be Duncan. He's like, there's nobody else that flies like that. And this, they tilt the ship. I'm like, so easy, so smart, so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it explains everything. So that's why I think this is a little bit better.
Like, take out explanation by visually showing you something, right? Yeah.
Right, right. That if you're paying attention, you caught it. You know? Like,
that's cool.
And something else, they go through a lot of trouble in the book to tell you the Sardaukar are worth 100 men. One Sardaukar soldier, you know, which is the guys that were trained on that fucked up planet. Remember, they're wearing all white and they're all kneeling and fucking, like, doing, like, some creepy ass ritual to fucking anoint them and shit.
Okay, yeah.
So those guys are the Hidden Mist from Naruto.
Huh.
To pass their exam, they all have to kill each other and their partners and shit. That's why you see some of the fools laying upside down bleeding.
Yeah.
That's their homies. And they're fucking, and that's why they're rubbing their blood on their head, like, now you have your friend's power in you.
Right.
And so the whole thing they always say in the book is the Sardaukar are worth 100 soldiers. One Sardaukar is worth 100 men. And then Duncan Idaho is worth 10 Sardaukar. And then there's a moment where the Harkonnens are weak because they're just fucking lackeys. The bald white guys, like, they're weak. They're just fucking assholes, and there's just a lot of them. So they do a great moment in Dune where all the Harkonnens come rushing in, armies of them, and there's, like, fucking 12 Atreides soldiers with fucking spears and knives, and they're fucking doing battle formations and killing off, like, waves of the fools in black. Those are the Harkonnens. and the starter car dropped down, the fool's in white, like 10 starter car dropped down, and they all turn around and say, starter car, and they start fighting them, and they kill them all, like a real quick duel, like ching, 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 they're all dead. And you're like, oh, there you go. And then Duncan Idaho kills like a gang of fucking starter car.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope I'm not bad. Sorry.
No, I'm just, it's me.
Okay. But yeah, so it's crazy. Like, they explain that power difference between how strong everyone is without fucking saying it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't notice that, but like, I want to go back and see that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, they slowly show you. And, you know, one thing that's they didn't say in the movie, but they explained through the talks, the Emperor did this because Duke Leto's people are talked about around the universe in the same breath as the Sardaukar. So that's why the guy was like, why do you guys need my soldiers? He's like, you have more people than them. He's like, well, they're trained by Duncan Idaho and Gurney Halleck. And he cuts them off. He says, we're the Sardaukar, goddammit. He's like, we're the Blades of the Emperor. Fuck those fools.
Right.
And, yeah, what they explain with that, without telling you, is that the Emperor is pissed that everyone, the universe knows how dope Duke Leto's army is.
Mm.
And he doesn't like them being compared to the Sardaukar. So that's why he sets them up and betrays him.
Interesting.
Because he doesn't want the world to be afraid of Duke Leto and not him. And they mentioned that he's popular with the other noble houses. So not only does he have an army that's slowly getting better, people like him. People don't like the Emperor. So he's like, nah, fuck that. He's got to die.
I didn't catch any of that, but that's cool.
Yeah, when you rewatch it, you will. You don't have to.
Because I was wondering at that, like, why did he like lead him there to kill him? Like, what am I missing here? Like, maybe they'll explain it later on. But okay, they subtly kind of tell you throughout. Like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, the Sardaukar are jealous of them.
Yeah,
and they're like,
that's crazy.
So yeah, that in other words, from a book standing, I think it's like a 9 out of 10. They did such a fucking great job conveying a lot of things that took fucking chapters to explain in like 5 minutes. Like, great shit.
That's cool.
Oh,
but yeah, I definitely enjoyed it though. Like, it's a good time. Like I said, I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching it again, you know, soon. And then definitely watch it again before the next movie drops, which has been greenlit, right?
Yes. Sadly, since they didn't let him shoot them together, it's probably 2 or 3 years out now.
Yeah.
We could have had it next year if they would have, because he was begging them to let him shoot it together. Like, let's just see how the first one does. We could have had it next year. We could have had it in like summer next year.
Well, hopefully that means like, since he was like willing to go forward, but he probably has more already written or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd probably be a little bit quicker to start up.
You're right.
Rather than starting from scratch. Like, oh, what are we going to do next? I mean,
finding all the cast and shit, right?
Yeah. And plus they have the material already. It's based off a book, so it should be pretty easy.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'm excited. I can't wait to see more. One last thing I want to ask you. What do you think about the fight scenes?
Oh, the fight scenes were pretty dope. Like, especially with that whole armor thing, too. Even like the thing that fucking blew my mind, too, was when they were all getting attacked, when they were dropping bombs on them, but how the bombs were just dropping slowly.
Right.
So it could hit those
shields. And it went through the shields and then boom.
Yeah,
like,
because those shields they have, like, you know, you can't hit it fast. You got to, like, work your way slowly. You got to be patient with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting, just little, again, just one of the little technique type of things. And this world building stuff is pretty awesome.
It's cool that you caught that. Most people, I feel like a lot of people didn't even catch the shield system. Like, I talked to a lot of my coworkers at work that's on, like, I didn't even know what was going on with that. I just figured if you hit it a bunch of times, it breaks. And I was like, nah, you gotta go slow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, once I, like, noticed that, I was like, oh, shit, this shit's fucking crazy. And then the whole, like, guy with the poison thing, you know, when he fucking bit the little thing and the poison came out and then the shield was taking it and I got, like, bounced.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, even the shield protects you from that, but because it's slow, like, it started to sleep in.
Yeah.
And
you notice at first it's blue and then slowly it turns red.
It
turns
red. It's like, oh, it's getting bad now. He gets a bounce. So, yeah.
Let's see. Our buddy Tai Chi says, I thought it was explained pretty well when they were training at the beginning with Josh Brolin. That what was explained. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe people just glanced
over. Oh, the shield.
The shield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I guess that did it. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, like, it showed it and everything. And, like yeah, it was explained there, I guess. Yeah. The whole, like, slow motion thing, like, maybe it wasn't set out straight out,
I
you know?
Like,
but, like, they showed it, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. That was pretty dope. And also, like, too, like, when dude was poisoned, I like the fact that he was sitting in that oil later on and, like, to steep out the poison. Like,
yeah.
They didn't say that's what it was, but that's what it looked like.
But you,
that's
no,
what
you're
I
right.
gathered from it.
You're
know?
Right. You know how they did it in the fucking old 70s movie?
An antidote or some shit, right? No.
They had him milk a cat, and they gave him the milk from the cat as the antidote. It was some creepy ass weird shit they were trying to do to make it seem even worse.
Is that where like Meet the Fockers got it from, or maybe the parents?
Maybe it might be. It might have been a reference to Dune. You never know, bro. That movie was very big and very bad, so you never know.
That's weird. Well, how is it in the book then?
In the book, they just tell you. I think it's like a almost like a tank that Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker heal.
Okay,
in.
Like which is what he kind of had.
But I think the mud's better because they show it's you this like guy's dark and gross. Like I felt the mud was perfect. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but like it's something like that. I liked it. What were we talking about though?
The shields.
The shield system was good. The fighting was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially that last knife battle they had too. Yeah. And the thing that threw you off too is like he had his visions about that battle and it went a different way in his visions. And yeah, so
they
you
became
kinda,
friends. Oh, I see. When they first saw how the fight was gonna go in his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it like came out differently. And like, whoa, okay, so does that mean he can manipulate? Like, that just gets you thinking more about what his powers are and what he's seeing and all that. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, that whole fight was dope, though.
See, I think that's even better than how they did it in the book, too. Because in the book, so what happens when he gets in a pivotal moment of his life, like a very important moment, the spice doesn't show him the vision of those moments. So in the book, when he came up to fight against that guy, he had been breathing in the spice while he was with his mom and working with his dad.
Yeah.
So he's slowly been getting it and seeing shit, right?
Right.
But when he gets in the knife fight, as soon as he draws the knife to fight that guy, he's blank. He doesn't have any more vision of what's going to happen in this fight. And that scares the shit out of him. He's like, oh shit, I don't know how this is going to go. He's like, well, what should I do? He's like, well, now I don't know what to do. he's like, I guess I got to not rely on the visions and rely on my own skills.
Yeah.
And so then he forces himself to fight through it. And then, it works. And there's another big moment that'll be in the next movie where something happens and he's like, oh, my God, I've never seen this moment. I didn't know this moment was going to happen. He's like, fuck. He's like, am I going to die here?
Interesting.
And that's the thing is whenever he doesn't see that moment, that means he could die there. But they did better in the movie. They made him see the wrong thing,
right?
Which is even more scary.
Yeah.
He saw himself die, which is worse. I was like, that's cool.
Cuckoo says milk has traditionally been held as an anti-poison, but it's just an old wives' tale. Might have been why they used it in the old Dune movie.
Oh, okay. That's a cool little old school reference. Okay, I didn't know that. Thanks, Cuckoos.
Interesting. Also, too, so about the movie overall. So... I was watching it, right? Me and Cars were sitting there watching it, enjoying it. That battle happened, like, okay, this big arc in that movie is done. Let's go get some snacks real quick so we can finish the rest of this, right? And so we paused the movie because we're watching HBO. We paused the movie. We're about to, get up. And as it's paused, you can see that the remaining time left. And I saw 10 minutes left. I was like, 10 minutes. This is going to be over pretty soon. I'm like, it's probably already over because credits. And I told Carla, Carla, I think the movie's over. There's 10 minutes left. And she's like, really? You think it's over already? It can't be over. There's so much more to do. Like, they haven't even gotten to this part yet. Like, it can't be done yet. I'm like, are you going to fit that in 10 minutes? Like, I don't think so,
no,
right?
No, that's over.
I'm like, let's not get snacks. Let's watch this out because there's only 10 minutes left. There's no point right now. And we watched it. It was done. It was like, we had like 20 seconds left, literally.
And she's like, it's only just the beginning.
Yeah,
that's what
she said right after that. Right when I unpause it, they have a little conversation. She's like, this is just the beginning. I was like, wow, what a way to end this freaking
that's
movie right
so
there.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm like, well, hilarious. Part two confirmed,
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But so as far as the movie goes right now, they're probably doing this based off the first book, right?
Yes, this is the first half of the first book.
Okay, so there's probably only one more part then to complete it then, right?
To complete the first book. But
Or is it going to be a trilogy? That's what I was kind of wondering.
So the creator said he always said he's going to split the first book into two movies because it's just too fucking big. There's so much more shit that's about to go down. Like, if they would have tried to fit it in here, it would have been super, super disappointing.
Yeah.
So a lot more shit has to go down. So there's definitely going to be two movies for this. But the creator did say he wants to do a trilogy, and he wants the third movie to be the second book, which is Dune Messiah.
Mm.
And that book is... If Dune is this big, Dune Messiah is about this big.
Oh, it's smaller?
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
Way shorter. So
okay.
It actually lends very well to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
Half, and then one. About the same amount.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the other thing, too, is that third movie ends Paul Atreides' role in the story. I'm not gonna tell you how or what happens to him or what goes on.
So you also read that last book too?
I read that one too. I haven't read what comes next, which is supposedly where it gets crazy. It's called Children of Dune. I haven't read that yet. But the Dune Messiah is the end of Paul Atreides' role in the story.
Okay.
And then other shit starts happening. Our buddy Cuckoo's is saying that the House of Atreides comic is really good. It's the prequel for the material in the movie. Ties in directly, nicely with the movie. Yeah, so I heard about this comic. That's trying not to buy this. There's three Dune comics to clarify, too. Could you bring up an image real quick?
If I can.
There's three Dune comics out right now. Thank you for bringing that up, Cuckoos. One is a... I want you to Google something. That's why. One is called House of Atreides, which he's talking about. One is actually called Dune, which follows it. And there's a new one that just dropped called Blood of the Sardaukar. And that shit has a really, really high rating. Okay, yeah, that's the Atreides one.
From Boom.
But yeah, Boom Studios. Now look up House Dune, Blood of the Sardaukar. Apparently this comic is really... take the House of Atreides part, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so this comic just dropped like 2 weeks ago. And it's all about the Sardaukar and how they are. These are the guys I was telling you, like they're like the Hidden Mist, right? And apparently this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, over just comic book ratings in general, it's really fucking high in the ratings. And for anyone who doesn't know, Sardaukar are my favorite motherfuckers. They're wild. Them some crazy ass motherfuckers. So I would love to read this comic. It's about them. But I'm not going to read it yet because it's one issue. I'm going to wait till the fucking trade comes out.
Right, yeah.
I'm not fucking getting suckered. No way. But yeah, so and thank you, Cuckoos. Yeah, because those Dune comics are supposed to be really good. If you don't know, me and AJ love Boom Studios, especially AJ because they make what?
Power Rangers.
And Ninja Turtles, right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, yeah, Boom
Studios. But they had a crossover with Boom and IDW. I think IDW does Ninja Turtles.
It's IDW. But IDW's not, they're not IDW anymore, right? Didn't they change their name?
No, they're IDW still. Because okay. Sonic, they have Sonic too.
Okay.
Sonic's IDW.
But yeah, Boom Studios, who we love over here, they do really good Power Rangers work. They took on Dune. And yeah, Blood of the Sardaukar is supposed to be really good. And I'm going to probably take our boy Cuckoo's, advice, because I think that House of Atreides book is done. So I think I might read that. I might check that out. And I'll let you borrow it if you want to check it out afterwards, AJ. But yeah.
Probably not, but okay. You know what? Like, seeing this and seeing like how well they did this movie based off that book makes me sad that Ender's Game couldn't have been better.
I feel you, bro. Yeah. I feel you, man.
I don't read books. I read Ender's Game, and I loved it. And the movie is... It, like there wasn't enough, you know, like it's just kind of rushed through it now that, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, like I wish they would have split Ender's Game into like a couple movies. And then there's
was it
more...
rushed? Is that what it was? It was rushed.
It was rushed. They changed a couple of things here and there for time's sake and all that. And they changed some things, you know, how they do. It was everything. Everything you hate. Usually
everything you hate about when they fuck with something.
Yeah, it's kind of what they did with that. But I like that it gave me like a visual representation of like what it looked like, and I could see that the look was mostly there. But I guess some of the actors and stuff could have been better, I suppose too. And then also like in relation to, you know, extensions of the books and other stories, you know, based off that universe, Ender's Game has a bunch of other stories that continue afterwards that explore further into the life of the main character. And also some of the side characters are also really good books too. And they could have done fucking a lot with that too if they didn't fuck up that first movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So it just makes me sad that this one's good and they couldn't do that with Ender's.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, anything else?
Now let's jump into news.
Okay. Okay. This is the news.
All right. Just to jump off right away, I'm going to tell a real quick piece of news. It's very connected to Dune. There is a more modern. If anyone doesn't know, Dune was written in the '60s. So
I have no clue when it was, but okay.
No, I'm letting you know. Dune was written in the '60s.
Okay.
Think about how far ahead they were.
Right.
Way before Star Wars, way before Terminator, way before Matrix, all of them fucking copied that, right? But, you know, it's a sci-fi novel from the 60s. There is a more modern sci-fi novel that people say is better than Dune.
What?
It's called Hyperion.
Is this a battle?
No, it's not a battle. They're kind of hard
to... Who called out who? No, it's good.
Right? They're kind of hard to compare because they are very different, but they have, you know, similar futuristic sci-fi feels. This came out in 1989. 1996, and 1997. Four books. Hyperion is being adapted into a movie or show. We don't really know. It's very unclear, but Bradley Cooper's production team is going to be doing it. And let me just say, Hyperion is more Game of Thrones than Dune. It's very much a mystery thing going on with people lying with each other. But there's even more sci-fi shit. Like, there's actually aliens and shit involved in Hyperion. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, this will be getting a show or movie. We don't really know what it's going to be.
Okay.
But Warner Brothers is doing it. Those are the same people that did Dune. So you can probably imagine they'll give it a big budget after the success of Dune.
Mm-hmm.
So my money's on it's going to be a movie because Dune just did so well.
Yeah.
I feel like HBO is going to be like, give me all that shit. Right. Yeah. Who else got some shit out there that's good? I want that too, you know? So yeah, Hyperion's coming. If anyone's a book fan, you already know what it is. And keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Nice. AJ? All right. So actually, I forgot to get the details, but I wanted to ask you about this, T. Batwoman. There's a show somewhere, right? For
yeah.
Batwoman?
Yeah, it's bad.
And not only that, but I heard they're going to write out the main actress who was playing Batwoman.
Again? This current one?
Yes. For some allegations, she's claiming that she's like been not treated right or something like that, and she's been overworked or some shit. And
bro, but that's what they do at CW and TV companies. They overwork people. That's so fucked up.
And then so like because of there, she's having issues with the producers and all that, directors and all that. They're separating ways, and they're gonna write her out, I suppose, okay. Or maybe change the actress. Don't know yet.
This is really bad because season one was Ruby Rose.
Yes.
And she got written out because of the same thing or something very similar. Overworked, overdone.
I think that's who I'm talking about.
She's already out.
She's already out.
She's
okay.
Been out. She's been out.
Oh, yeah. It's just something that
she's already been replaced.
Oh, she's already been replaced. What the fuck?
So that's something. Double check your news because maybe the new actress is out too.
No, it's Ruby Rose. Like, that's the name specifically that came out of it. Okay.
No, I think what you might be referring to is that she started finally talking about the details about why.
Oh, that's probably what came out. Yeah.
And now she's saying she was overworked and she was like pushed too far and shit like that. And she, okay. I think she had like a broken leg or like a sprain.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
And they still wanted her to do Batman shit.
Yeah. Now the camera went all blurry for a sec. All right, yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that recently, and I guess it was just a follow-up to that. Okay, I didn't know all that. I just thought that was interesting. Like, didn't this shit just came out? I swear I just heard about this, like, show
that,
coming out.
It's because it sucks that you don't really, it's not in the forefront of your mind. It's real bad.
Probably that too, yeah.
Don't watch it.
All right. Well, anyways, that's something I heard.
Okay. Sad news here, for those that don't have one. Nintendo to produce 20% less Switches next year because of the console chip shortage.
Yeah, everything that has a chip in it is gonna, yeah, it's not a good time for any electronics at all.
Yeah, so we've been talking about
I'm not surprised.
Well, we predicted this for about a year, you and I. We've been talking about this whole thing, like the chips and like it's hard to produce them and all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID, you know, the whole shipping thing and
yeah, shipping how all that too. Made. Yeah. Anyone gonna do some holiday shopping? Freaking do it now. You should have been done already because
yeah, you should be done.
There, all that shipping shit being there's a bunch of ports being held up with ships. I have a bunch of stuff there that can't make it out to markets because they're stuck there and I don't know why.
And let me just tell you, AJ, I've never been so happy to be back on so many video games because if anything ever happens again and we can't buy games right now that we want to play, I have so many to catch up on.
Yeah, no, for real.
I'm so happy. I'm like, especially with these shortages going on, I'm like, fuck.
And you know what? I already have a Switch, so I'm okay with this whole like shortage.
I mean,
like,
I'm not tripping. Mine's fine,
yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, mine's fine too. Mine's still kicking. And the new one that just came out, I mean, it's not too much better as far as I hear, so I'm good right now.
Yeah.
Only thing I wish I had is a new graphics card for my computer. That's really all I really wish I had.
Can't find one.
But not only that, but they're just way too expensive right now too. And even if you can find them, for maybe a scalper, is going to be way overpriced anyway. So that's the only thing, that downside. But other than that, I'm good. Like PlayStations are on the same boat. All of that right now. Even like cars can't be made because a lot of newer cars, you know, have some type of computer in them too that requires some type of chip that's, you know, being delayed too. So, yeah. And I'm expected, not surprised. 20% though sounds pretty good. Like, that's like way less than I expected it to be.
Yeah, that's not that bad, but I feel like it's definitely going to be something you're going to feel. But yeah, it's not that bad.
And right when like the Switches start to get like popping on the shelves again, because last year it was super difficult to even find one. And then it wasn't until like later last year, earlier this year, that it started to be more frequent on shelves. And you know, anytime I walk into a store, I normally see a Switch there, you know. I mean, once in a while it's maybe empty, but like more often than not, there's something there. So we may be back down to them being almost not there again. So, I mean, if you haven't already, you're good. I guess that's it on that.
Yeah. All right. Your turn, AJ?
Yeah. So, all right. So earlier this year, we heard that Evo was sort of like bought out, right? We heard that Evo was bought out by Sony and some other like firm called RTS. No one really knew what RTS was. And just recently, RTS is more in a light now because one of these Twitch streamers, YouTubers, Pokimane, turns out she's a co-founder somehow, which is kind of cool because she's a streamer. She's a gamer. She plays games. She plays competitively and all that. So she should know what's going on with, like, you know, video game shit. And like RTS says, like, oh yeah, we also do shit with Evo, and the fact that she's there, people are like, oh my god, like, now that she's part of this thing, and does that mean she's gonna be part of Evo now, or like, what's going on with that? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mixed things I've heard about this, but I think it's a positive thing, and she has a huge fan base. She has millions of subscribers and all that.
That's good, because they're gonna hold her to a certain standard, you know, and hopefully she doesn't fuck it up.
And the other way around too, like, you know, hopefully, like, you know, she's well versed enough that she's gonna provide like a lot of good shit. So like, I feel like usually we hear it's like, oh, someone's in charge of something, like, oh, this person's gonna fucking ruin it, you know, like, that's what it's always like. But the fact that we have an actual gamer, an actual streamer who gets, you know, how the gaming goes and how, you know, stuff like that works, and, you know, should hopefully help out Evo and not, you know, diminish it like we all thought it would be. But yeah, and the brand itself, this RTS thing, they're there to help creators, brands, and publishers, which is cool. So they're gonna be hopefully doing shit. But yeah, so, and also, yeah, I guess it's in good hands. I just thought it was an interesting story to bring up. And also too, one funny thing, everyone calls her Pokimane. Her real name's Iman, and the way Pokimane is spelled is P-O-K-I-M-A-N-E. So I think she has her name and Poke together. Pokemon.
That's funny.
But people always call her Pokimane.
Which is even funnier because it's like a reference to people that don't get it. You know, Pokimane. You know, we usually call Pokimane.
Yeah. So, but that's a thing that I heard about. Sounds cool. And then we'll see. I guess we'll see in the future how things go.
Yeah, Taichi's saying she only does casual games like Apex Legends and Fortnite, and she doesn't actually fit in. The thing is that
casual games like Fortnite and Apex Legends,
they're not casual games. Hell yeah, they are.
I wouldn't say they're casual. I would say they're more popular.
They're casual games, bro.
And not Apex Legends, though.
I mean, okay, that, I don't even
Apex
know.
Apex Legends is a little more hardcore, for real.
I don't know much about Apex Legends, so I'm not going to say it. But I was just thinking it was something like Fortnite. Fortnite is like casual gaming.
Fortnite's a little more casual, yeah, but at the same time, it could be really competitive, too.
It can be,
and people like stream that shit to make money. But I haven't seen her play.
It's so easy.
I'm actually pretty familiar with Pokimane because I've seen her content because I was watching a lot of Among Us, right? And she was in those going games, and she's really good, and she's really competitive when she was playing that shit too. And then she's also part of this whole network of other streamers called Offline TV that I've been like watching lately because they do some interesting shit. And she's part of that group. And they started a podcast, and I listened to that podcast, and she was in the podcast, and she's pretty cool. I like her attitude, her style, and everything. I think she's good. She has a good like business mind too with shit, because she's done some wild shit. This is one of the things she was probably hinting at, thinking about it now. She's one of the top. I think she's like top 30 or top 40. You know, a couple of weeks ago that Twitch stuff was leaked, and it had like a bunch of people's payouts and all that.
She's one of the ones that made.
She's
a lot.
One of the, like the top 30, top 40s. On that list.
Jesus.
Yeah, and she was also mentioning, she was talking about that too. She's like, yeah, I don't care that people know, but like what they don't know is that we make even more than what you guys see there because we're getting money off of like sponsors and all that. And she's mentioning how she doesn't like to sponsor certain things. Like people will come up to her like, hey, sponsor our game. And she's like, okay, what do you want me to do with this game? I want you to do stream it for 2 hours. And she's like, you know what? Your game doesn't look that interesting. I don't think I'm going to be that into it. So I'm not going to take your money because I don't want to stream this game.
That's how you got to be. Yeah. You got to be like real to what you like.
Yeah. And she's like that too, which is like, she was just talking about it on her podcast. And I was like, that sounds cool. Like, so after listening to that and hearing this news, I'm like, I'm okay with this. She sounds cool. Oh, and on top of that, she was also tweeting out free MVC2. Some of the fighting gamers were out there and they saw that, and some people are like, ah, she's doing it for clout, but other people are like, hey, I think she's actually kind of invested. Yeah, regardless.
Honestly, even if she is doing it for clout, who cares? Regardless, like, she's gonna free the game.
She has a bunch of street or followers that are gonna see that and help along the cause, probably. So that's cool. So I don't know, that's all I want to say.
I agree. Just when you think they're dead, they're not. So, you ever heard of WHP Global?
No.
They are the owners of the IP franchise, Toys R Us.
Oh, okay. And okay, that sounds familiar then, yeah.
They just kind of deal with a big company distributor in Australia to revive Toys R Us in the UK. Toys R Us is coming back.
They cut a deal in Australia to open a spot in the UK, huh?
Yeah, I guess they got to give them the deal on the funding or something like that.
Totally skip over America or like where this shit is like originally from and all
going
that.
Going to UK. Gonna try to hit a new market and fucking they're coming back. So you can't get rid of them. I guess as long as what did I say it was called? WHP Global exists, you can't really get rid of Toys R Us unless they want to fucking, you know, completely retire the IP.
Yeah, it's really just a name. That's what it is, yeah.
Because if anyone knows, we talked about this last year, how they weren't really dead because they started an online store.
Yeah, there was an online center for a bit. Yeah, the name is still owned by somebody, which is them. So they can still do what they want. And they probably want to make money off of it because they own it. And they probably have a bunch of, what do you call it, like just loss of money, like debt, you know, involved in it. So they probably want to make some of that back in some way.
I would imagine. I would.
We talked about it a while back. Go to our past episodes. Cause I don't remember what I said, but I remember I said some interesting shit.
That's all
some
you need
very
to know.
Detailed shit.
It was good.
Back in the day.
I don't Moral of the story, it was good, and go watch it.
Yes. Somewhere in the archives back there. But yeah, okay. Well, when are they going to come back out here? Like, shit, man. Like,
right?
I want my Toys R Us back. Tired of going to Target looking for shit. And Walmart. Hate walking through Walmart.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Will be excited to do something. Man, you know what? I bought my Switch at Toys R Us. It's like one of the last big things I bought.
Damn, you were able to get that at Toys R Us?
It was my Switch, yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, do we have a toy roundup today?
We don't.
All right.
Don't even have a Wags.
Asshole. All right, your turn.
Speaking of the Switch and everything, you know, Smash Brothers. Sakurai came out with some interview. I didn't go and like read what he said, but basically said that there's no plans for Smash Brothers yet. So that's pretty much it.
He's
gonna
that.
Chill out.
We have
no
so
plans.
Much shit right now.
I don't need to know about this right now.
Honestly,
like, okay, like,
I'm
I don't expect anything.
I haven't even played with all the characters in this game. Man, you know, this whole thing was fun. I really think they failed on this whole Smash Brothers.
No, I don't think so.
It was fun, but for me to keep the game interesting and competitive, I feel like it. I don't know, man.
I just think we've been too busy to even try to be competitive with the game right now.
Well, that's true too.
Because I don't hate it like I've hated Brawl.
No, I'm not saying that. I definitely don't hate it like I hated Brawl. But I just feel like there's just like so much thrown into the
is it all the characters?
The mix of the game and it keeps altering the tournament scene. So it never really feels iconic like it used to. You know, it doesn't feel solid and decided like it used to. Because some of the reason that Melee did so well is because everyone knows how Melee is played. No fields. Yeah, you know, a few levels are available. Like,
you know what it is? It's the game being constantly balanced and change, because back in the days, there was no balance patches you can get
for
games.
You
got the game. That's it. That's how the game is played. You're stuck with all the glitches and everything, and that's why some games, you know, were good because they're fun that way. Some failed, like Soul 3, because they were so horrible, you know?
So glitchy, yeah.
Yeah, so, but nowadays, I guess it's changing so often because not only are they balancing shit and trying to, like, make shit better or worse because certain characters are fucking broken and not broken, but then you get new characters who also break the game again. And that changes the whole meta of the game. And then, you know, they get balanced out. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, some other shit has happened last time. And now that this shit's good. So it's just constantly changing because of these updates. But now that there's, like, not really any more updates or patches, it should balance out to be kind of just, you know, flat for now.
If this last version and this last update's good, it could shoot it into very popular levels. But I feel like right now it's just not as popular as it used to be. Something about it just doesn't feel solid, and like I don't feel like the community talks about it, and like it's not as big of a scene as it was.
It's still being played out there, but it's not as big.
It's not as big as SB4 and all.
I think that's every fighting game right now, just because we can't have events.
Not Tekken though. Tekken's pretty fucking hot still.
Street Fighter is too though. Like
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? It is the online sucks for Nintendo too. So that's probably the other reason why you're probably not hearing it as much.
You know what? You make a good point.
But I've heard some tournaments have been happening. I've heard some winners for certain Smash games, Ultimate right now and everything.
Well, I'm not saying it's not happening. I didn't say it wasn't happening. I'm saying it's not as powerful and vocal and prominent and iconic as it used to be. Like, even during Brawl, where people didn't like the fucking game, I feel like it was more of a thing. Like, it was more of a pronounced, iconic event. People knew about Smash tournaments. They were popping up everywhere. You know, I don't feel like it's quite the same anymore.
I just feel like
they flooded the market. I feel like they over-flooded the market with too much Smash Brothers shit. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, just roping in all these characters that aren't even Nintendo. It's kind of... I feel like it's diluted. That's the word I'm looking for. It diluted the brand just a little bit.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, and I feel like it could be better if they go back to basics. If the next Smash game has 16 characters, real dope 16 fucking characters, that'd be so sick.
Like I said, last time we were talking about, like, Smash when Sora came out, I'd be happy with a new Smash where there's no third-party characters.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be cool. Like,
but just give me cool, updated versions of the ones we want to see and give me people I don't expect. You know what I mean? Like, that are within Nintendo's franchise.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, why haven't we had Birdo yet? Why haven't we had Waluigi yet? Like, there's some people where I'm like, you could have done any of these guys before you did fucking Bayonetta. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Maybe it's just a personal feeling. I don't know. I feel like it takes away from what it makes Smash Brothers so special. You know? But that's my opinion. That's my rant.
Yeah. It's still happening. And new characters to keep changing up the tiers. Yeah, so Minecraft Steve says Tai Chi as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's Smash. I still want to play. Like, I know it's still being played. I hear people talk about it still, so I don't know, we're just in different circles, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, like I said, I'm not saying people aren't talking about it. I'm saying it's not as much as it was before.
I mean, like also, like, when every time new characters drop, everyone on the internet is talking about it too. Everyone's blowing up with opinions, both good and bad, but everyone's talking about that shit when new characters are announced.
Well,
so
they talk about the character, but I mean, the tournament scene is not what it was. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Smash isn't talked about. It's definitely a big, huge debate, especially in the fighting game community. That's cool.
Yeah.
But the tournament scene just doesn't blow up like it used to, you know? Even before COVID. Like, fuck COVID. Like, before COVID, it wasn't the same, you know? Like, I don't know. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, what else we got?
Wait. I think now I was going to mention... Xbox. There's new Xbox shoes. If anyone remembers, this has been a thing that's happened before.
Yeah, Reason says the tournament scene's boo-boo now.
Yeah,
it's not how it was back in the day.
Not as strong, you know? Anyone knows, we've definitely talked about these before. Not these exact versions, but there have been Xbox shoes in the past. You know, shoes made by fucking Microsoft specifically to imitate the feeling of Xbox on the shoes. And they're pretty cool. Yeah, they're decent. This is the first time I feel like they actually look really, really kind of sick. Like, these are into Adidas Xbox. And guess what? They're not limited edition for once. So you don't have to fucking run to the store and fight a bunch of people to get, like, the fucking 1,000 copies made. This is something mass-produced.
Looks like a 360. Like, something about its color scheme looks like 360.
That's what it's called. Xbox 360s. That's what they're called.
No.
And it only costs $160.
Oh, I thought it was going to be $360.
That'd be fucked up.
They missed an opportunity.
I had to make some money, right? there's also other color palettes that were very similar to the ones that were used originally when they made 360s. Red, yellow, green, blue, and... Those are colors to replace the face button. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Damn, red, yellow, green, and blue are
options. So you can do red rings of death on there?
Damn, son. In addition to the colors being taken straight from the Xbox 360's palette, the disc tray of the console and button design accents are clearly taken from the device. Additionally, for extra pairs of laces, will be included with Xbox 360 Forum mid in red, yellow, green, and blue. Oh, the laces are going to be those colors. So that's how you can get the red rings of death on your laces. Yeah. So that's something to keep out. They go on sale tomorrow, November 4th, 10 a.m. $160.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, It's not going to be super limited, but that does not mean they won't sell out.
True, yeah. They probably will still.
Yeah, they probably will still. All right, AJ?
That's cool. Did you know you can play games through your Netflix app now on your mobile phone? Because Netflix gaming has dropped as of today, I believe.
Oh, really?
Or yesterday, maybe.
It's like happening?
Yeah, I haven't checked it out anything yet, but there's a couple of games out there. Okay, it's just a FYI, you guys. Go check it out. See if you like it. Report back to us.
We're waiting on that report.
Taiji says it's funny because PlayStation has Nike shoes, and so now Xbox has Adidas. So I guess Nintendo needs to go like Reeboks or something like that.
Nintendo Reeboks, yeah. They already did Vans. Remember Nintendo Vans?
Oh, Vans. Oh, okay, never mind. We've been there already.
Yeah, man. Okay, cool. Other piece of news real quick. So this is just a rumor, but I just wanted to hear your take on it, what you thought about it. Supposedly, there's a Donkey Kong movie in the works right now.
I'm not surprised. I mean, like, I think we talked about it too, like, because we heard, like, Donkey Kong was going to be part of this Mario movie.
Yeah.
And the same studio is rumored to be making this this Donkey Kong movie, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. I'm not surprised.
And it does fit with what we know that we actually predicted way before it was announced, that they're making a Donkey Kong Land in that Nintendo Land.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. So why not have a movie to go along with it?
Yeah.
Not surprised at all.
Not surprised.
I don't even think it's a rumor. Yeah. I think it's a leak.
So, yeah, I kind of think so too. And so the other new rumor that came out today, that there's going to be a game to pair with it.
Okay, so a new game. Meaning wow, Donkey Kong, the movie, the game?
Meaning Seth Rogen will probably be the voice of the game too.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Well, I mean, that's my theory on that one, but I'm like, if you're going to make a game to pair with the movie, I feel like you'd want synergy and you'd want, you know what I mean? That's just me guessing here. I don't know, maybe I'm tripping. But, you know, that's kind of where I would imagine they would go with that.
I would have wanted to go that way.
Yeah. I'm not saying we would want it to, but that's kind of where I would imagine.
I hope not.
Especially if the movie does well, then they're definitely going to do
it. Don't hope it, T. Shut up.
I'm not hoping.
Stop talking about it.
I'm predicting.
Stop predicting it. Don't wield it into the world. All right. Don't speak it into the universe.
Okay, fine.
We don't need that shit. A new Donkey Kong game of some sort would be cool, but not based off the movie.
What if the movie's good?
Well, yeah. Let it be good, but I don't think the game based off the movie is going to be good.
I know what you mean. That's historically been bad for video games.
Exactly. I'm just worried about that. Exactly what it is, because there's been... I can't even think of a single game that's been good that's based off a movie that... Can you think of any? I can't think of a single one.
I can think of... I think we've had this conversation. I can think of movies that are made in the spirit of games that are really good. Like, you know... Scott Pilgrim and
okay, that's one.
What's that other one? The horror movie.
But at the same time, like that's kind of more based off the manga because of the art style and everything.
And there's like coins he picks up and stuff. You know, like it's very. There's another one too. There's a horror movie where it's like Castle Wolfenstein. I cannot remember what it's called right now. It's like in a world.
Oh, Doom movie? Did you like the Doom game movie? No, I was kidding. What?
No. No. But anyway, yeah, no, you're right though. I can't really. The only one I can think of that was good was Pokemon, and Silent Hill.
Pokemon? What Pokemon?
Pokemon the movie that not the one that came out like a couple years ago.
But there's a game based off of it.
No, it's based off of a game. You asked me if there's any movies that are based off video games that are actually good.
No, the other way around. Is there any video games that are based off a movie that have been good?
Oh no.
Exactly.
Well, I mean. I mean, there's Spider-Man the movie, too. That game was really fucking sick.
Okay.
But, like you said, pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's not something that I would trust.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you're right. All right, AJ, got some news?
So, did you hear about Pibby?
No, what's that?
So, Adult Swim made this video, this cartoon, and it got people freaking talking, and it looked freaking interesting as heck. And I don't have the link for it, do I? Oh, there it is. Do you remember when they did when Adult Swim did Too Many Cooks, and how that blew up, and everyone was talking about it? That this was kind of going also around like the same way. Like, check this out. I mean, put the volume on this shit. Learning is so fun. We like to spell and we love to hug.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Happy Tree Friends.
Almost, yeah. Pibby, It gets really fucking dark real quick too. Keep you safe. Like some Matrix.
It's called Coming Home with Bibby?
Yeah.
I discovered whole other worlds that are nothing like mine.
What the fuck?
What?
I love it here.
Is this real?
This is what Adult Swim made. Like, people want this to be a TV show. Probably not gonna be a TV show.
This is like a fun, like, promotional thing.
Yeah, this is something they made for fun, I suppose.
Oh shit!
So anything like Cartoon Network related?
They put in here.
Yeah.
There's no super. Hey, this is all because of Marvel, bro. We're the
only ones. Yeah,
it's all because of Marvel. All this shit happening right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a villain. Look, kid. Do you really?
But yeah,
think
it's kind of crazy.
Like, I already feel Avengers vibes right here. She's talking to them about what the fuck.
That's a great idea. But yeah, like, it's like a whole thing. It's like a crazy. Yeah.
Is that Kill Bill reference?
Maybe. Fucking big ass war, right? She sees that bunny, her bunny friend in there, like, all possessed now. Like, this thing's fucking crazy.
Wow, you just blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah, you should go check out that whole thing. It's pretty crazy. I watched it too. I heard people talking about it. It's like, I gotta check this out. But yeah, people are like, this has like over, like, how many views was it? Like over a million. It has over 2 million views right now. 2 million on that already. And it just came out like the other day. It's been out for like 4 days.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check that out.
But yeah, like Adult Swim type of thing. I think it's another just one of those one-off things. Like I think of Too Many Cooks. Remember that Too Many Cooks?
Yeah.
And it's like this whole like just themes that like goes on for like 10 minutes, and it's just like telling you like backstage and some weird shit's going on. And yeah, like that's what it reminds me of. Another one of those type of shorts. So I think it's just a one-off type of thing again. But you know, people are like, this will be like it does have an awesome concept in it though. Like just watching it and just listening to it is like there's a story in there that sounds pretty cool. Like, if so, I don't know, we'll see if they do something about it. Let's see if the people can persuade them to make it into a thing. But go check it out, Pibby, P-I-B-B-Y, from the Adult Swim. Go check it out on YouTube.
All right, so something new from Saber Interactive. They are going to be serving as the publisher to a new game, while Illogica, with a lowercase I, two L's, Illogica, will be developing a new game title. And if anyone's a fan of horror, you will know what this is. This is a game based off of A Quiet Place.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not seen it yet.
Well, I'll give you a brief synopsis of what's going on in that
You gotta
universe.
Say quiet.
Yes. Because if you make any sound, there's these fucking aliens and monsters that are around.
Yeah.
If they hear you, they fucking go for you and they snatch your ass up and you're gone. So I can already see how this is going to be a really good video game.
That sounds cool, actually.
Yeah, right? You already imagine. You can already see it, because I think we played games like this in the past.
Freaking, like, Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's, like, kind of similar vibe.
Metal Gear Solid, you know? I feel like there's things I'm not thinking of, but there's other things where you got to sneak by.
It's like with stealth games. Yeah. Be quiet. You got to be careful, yeah.
And so I'm guessing that's what this is going to be. And, it's a really good premise for the story, especially if after you've made a sound, if you get a little time to try to run or escape the thing that's coming after you, that can be pretty cool, you know? Yeah. This will also not be retelling, as far as we know, this will not be retelling of Quiet Place 1 or 2. This will be a game set in the universe of A Quiet Place and will be a survival game, which is I think that's the best way to go. You don't want to retell a movie, because like AJ said, video games, movies usually don't fucking work.
Right, yeah.
Especially retellings, they just don't work. We already know, it's not fun.
You know,
but you're going to make a side character that nobody knows or no one's heard of, and just have them trying to survive a similar experience.
Like Mortal Kombat.
I think it's going to be great.
It was crazy about this, too. Like they have a universe already, and you got this game in this universe. That movie, wasn't it originally supposed to be tied to Cloverfield?
Yes.
So the fact that they already have a universe built on this, but it's not part of Cloverfield, kind of sounds like they want to branch out now to maybe make their own universe or something,
yeah,
possibly.
I feel like that's where they're going with it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could watch them, because for... No spoiler, but 1 and 2 are focused on the same family.
Yeah.
But after seeing it, I'm like, damn, I'd be interested to see how a lot of people are dealing with this shit. Maybe even in another country, you know? Maybe like...
No, so it's something that is affecting the world and not just this one family?
Yeah, like aliens came to Earth and started fucking shit up. These sound aliens, you know? That's and they're cool. Never clear about how that happened, by the way. They never tell you, and they're never clear about it, which is kind of better. Because you don't need to know. You just need to know what they're dealing with. You
Who's the person behind this movie?
John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
No, but
Mr. Fantastic and Invisible.
Yeah, but who's like the director or writer behind
this? John Krasinski.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he wrote and directed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They created it together and they started it together.
I thought I was going to say, like, man, if this is like some M. Night Shyamalan shit, like, they should have connected this to that freaking one Alien movie he put out. What's it called? Signs.
What? Yeah.
That would have been cool, like, to build up that same universe like that.
Oh, yeah. Missed opportunity right there. That could have worked with that, yeah. With
yeah.
That's true.
Anyways.
But yeah, I think the whole thing is like John Krasinski's made his own kind of like thing. And I think The Quiet Place 1 was his first movie.
I would think so, because yeah, I haven't heard of him like doing shit like that. Like, I've heard of him like popping up in movies, and he did that, what is it, Jack Ryan or something like that? That Tom Clancy shit. Yeah,
I heard it's good. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I seen that first season. It was
oh, yeah?
Good. Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
And I'll definitely say that, oh, that's why the rumor was going around that maybe he would direct Fantastic Four, because he, no, that was a rumor, but it's not true, because the guy who did Spider-Man is doing Fantastic Four, John Watts.
Mm.
Yeah,
but, in collaboration with John Krasinski.
Imagine. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. When's this game? Any rule? Like any?
No, it's just got announced. Oh, okay. So we don't really know. I'm gonna.
2 years from now.
If it's good, I'm gonna say 2 years. If it's just whatever, maybe next year, summer.
Maybe they make it like, you know, some whack art. You know, like Among Us, something like.
Yeah, like simple, easy. So, art.
Yeah, something easy art. Yeah. Could be. All right. Other news, another video. So a couple of weeks ago, Pokemon put out a video, and it was like all blurry. It's like, oh, like footage found somewhere, but it was all super blurry and everything. You couldn't really make out what it was. But then like a week later, like, oh, the mystery footage was restored. We got it clarity now, right?
Yeah.
And it's this guy, he has a camera. He's out like in this region looking for Pokemon in the snow and everything, right? And then he comes across like some snow runs over here. Like, I just thought it was pretty, like, he's, like, on a, like, you know, his own little discovery channel.
Yeah.
You know, here. Yeah. He said something crazy like that. He said, like, oh, these snow runs, they eat ice to survive. I was like,
oh,
that's fucking crazy. You know, they just eat snow to
survive.
Oh,
that's
like,
cool, because now you could fucking
cannibalism.
Tell a little story about these Pokemon and how they do their shit. That's cool.
I like that little bit they put in there. But anyways, the crazy thing, though, I want to get to is what happens over here. So right here, he finds this little creature. He's like, oh, that's so adorable, so cute, right? What is it? Oh, I can't tell what it is, right? And then look in the background over here. There's a shadowy thingy back here, right?
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, and last second he sees it.
Oh, shit!
And attacks him. Camera's down. Gone. Like some Blair Witch Project shit, right? And then there's a little thing that he's looking at and comes to see, like, oh, what's happening? And then the thing that must have attacked... A bigger version of this Pokemon in the background, right?
Oh, he did a shadow move. He did a darkness
move. Yeah, they just get got, though?
Damn!
Right? So this is from the Pokemon Arceus, the Legends Arceus, that new game that's coming out later on, and where you can interact with Pokemon and shit, right?
Can you send that to my to my phone? That's pretty fucking sick. I guess I'll look it up.
Yeah, I guess, like, the rare footage found. Mysterious footage restored. Yeah. So that just scares me about this new Pokemon game that's coming out, Legends Arceus. Like, because we already know you can be attacked by Pokemon, but you can get killed by Pokemon now.
Fuck that.
It's what we always wanted, guys.
To get murdered by a Pokemon?
Just like that, out of the shadows and everything, you know? So I guess that also hints, too, that's the other thing I was thinking. Like, maybe there's a mechanic in the game where you might see a Pokemon, a low-level Pokemon, right? And you're like, oh, I want to go catch it. But then you got to watch out for its parent in the background somewhere watching it, right? So you got two things. If you want to catch a Pokemon, you got to make sure that you're in the clear, that there's not another Pokemon watching it.
Right.
That
oh, that's
shit,
cool.
You know?
That's smart. That's how
so,
it
like,
be.
You got to do some stealth Pokemon catching now, too, which is a crazy mechanic that they, like, that's what I'm getting off of this little trailer they put. There's no context behind, like, why they showed us this. It looks like it was for fun, but I think they're trying to tell us something right there, like, how the gameplay is going to be.
Yeah, I like that. All right.
So.
One other quick piece of news. So, yeah, by the way, I really want to look at that again. But one other piece of news. Diablo Immortal beta is out ever since October 28th, which is like about 5 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Diablo Immortal beta is out. So if you want to try to get on that and see if you
this
can
is the mobile, though.
Yeah, this is the mobile game. I heard it's actually pretty decent from the alpha testing. But, you know, I guess you guys tell me if anyone gets the beta and is in it and wants to try it out. please like email us here at Unfocus and let us know what you thought about it. If it sucks, if it's good, if it's something maybe we should try out as Diablo fans, I doubt that I would do it, but feel free to tell me anyway. But yeah, that's the idea. I just thought it'd be pretty interesting. You know?
Yeah, probably. Oh, hopefully some people will make some videos about it. I heard this game might be delayed some more.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard recently because of all the crazy shit that's
going
on.
After all the delays it's had already?
No, but because of all the upper management shit going on in Activision Blizzard right now.
Oh, because that guy left and all that and the accusations and all that shit?
Not only just him, but just people under him and people connected in some way. There's a bunch of just managers and shit like that that have been leaving the company for reasons and stuff like that. So I think shit's getting delayed and they're just moving around people. And yeah, it's crazy. It's still going on. Diablo 4 has been delayed. I know that was announced.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
So yeah, because of all that shit, possibly. So like, they put out this beta, which is cool, but I don't know. Like, when's it gonna come? They announced this shit like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And people frowned upon it, and they still want to put it out, which is amazing.
They're fighting for it, bro. They really want it out.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, let us know if you get in the beta.
All right, AJ. How much did you get though?
I got like 3 more.
Okay, wait, let me do another one then. All right, apparently they're gonna try to do a crossover on Netflix between Lock and Key and Sandman, which I love both of these books. They have no connection. They're not even by the same distributor or creator.
Wow, okay.
But now that they're both on Netflix, I guess they're gonna have some kind of crossover. Which, I'm only mad about it because if anyone knows about my review about Lock and Key on Netflix, it's too fucking kiddie and fun and whimsical. Lock and Key is pretty fucking dark. And then, which is even weirder because of the trailer for that Sandman show that's coming out on Netflix, pretty fucking dark and creepy looking and kind of adult looking. So I don't know how they're going to bridge this. Hopefully, maybe this means they're going to touch some of the more darker adult themes of Lock and Key, which I would love that, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I just find it interesting that they're going to do that. Sandman and Lock and Key, like, what the fuck? They have nothing to do with each other.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I'm wondering.
I would be upset.
I don't want to be upset because the feels of them are very similar.
Okay, then.
Without saying too much, I don't want to say anything because you're probably going to watch at least Sandman because it's going to be pretty good. Carla's going to make it easy.
She's going to watch it without. She's been doing that shit a lot lately, man. Okay. I don't know how to stop her.
Well, I would recommend you do watch Sandman. I think you would like it. It's fucking dope. It's a crazy ass story, and it's deeper than you would imagine, with a lot of surprises that I think you would enjoy. But I just don't know about it being connected to Lock and Key. I guess we'll just have to see. You know, who knows? If it isn't good, then maybe it won't get anything. So maybe
I'm thinking about it. Like, what would I be upset with that like crosses over? You know, that I like two things I like. And right now, I thought like, oh, imagine Yu Yu Hakusho and Slayer's crossover. I was like, wait a minute, I might actually like that.
That's so funny. I'm actually okay with that.
So yeah, okay, maybe I'm not so mad anymore.
I'll never forget that one image we saw of like Kenshin and Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh yeah, that was
that's
dope.
So weird. Yeah. So funny that they were like a
that'd
thing.
That'd be cool. Slayers crossing over Kenshin, that'd be dope too, you know. I don't know.
Jeez.
Anyways, all right, cool. Oh, I guess we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully they make it darker though, like they could take that Lock and Key shit and just make it dark like you wanted. Yeah, in some way. I don't know.
I hope other real quick thing I'll say, our boy Dae Kim, who's a famous Korean actor, he's been in both Lost and he's actually been in a lot of stuff. Dae Kim will be playing Fire Lord Ozai.
How do you spell this fool's name?
D-A-E space
K-I-M.
Yeah. Active
name? No, I was going to put Avatar, Last Airbender.
Yeah, so our boy Dae Kim, yeah, if you don't know him from Lost, he's in a lot of stuff. He's just a great actor in general.
Yeah,
really good.
I feel like I see him around in some shit, yeah.
And you know what? I feel like it's a good fit.
I think so. I like this.
Now, the only reason this makes me sad is this show is probably going to suck.
Hopefully, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of scared about this right now too.
Yeah, I'm
Daniel Dae Kim, get it right. Sorry. Tai Chi's correcting us.
My bad, Daniel Dae Kim. I apologize. But yeah, he's a really good actor, and I want this show to be good. But my thought is kind of that this show's not going to be good, man.
Well, I was about to say, like, why are they showing us the actor right now? Because we don't get a face reveal for Fire Lord Ozai until like season 3.
Yeah,
but we do hear his voice and we do see him as a shadowy figure, so I guess they had to get someone.
Yeah, even if they don't show his face, you could still have him talking and sitting in the throne, you know?
And hopefully being in the shadows.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope they do the same thing with Azula. I hope they keep that whole feel with the bad guys that aren't introduced yet. I want to see them in the shadow first. It's like a you add a character to a fighting game, you know? You'll get to see who they are right away, you know? They're all shadowed out. Mm. I like that shit.
He was Hiroshi Sato, also Sami's dad, and so he's a voice actor for...
What? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I wouldn't recognize it, though.
Me either. I'm not good at recognizing voice actors. Did you know that was Simu Lee as, you know, Shang-Chi was the voice of the dad in The Ninth Jedi?
Oh, wow.
You know the guy who was making the lightsabers?
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
That's Simu Lee. That's Shang-Chi.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Didn't catch it. I never catch the voice acting. It's hard.
Only specific people I catch. Like people like I just follow a lot. Like J.K. Simmons. Like I will catch him.
Yeah, that's a very pronounced one. I feel that. You know, like Lucy Liu was in the very first episode.
I don't think I would catch her. Yeah,
I didn't catch her. Yeah, she's not very.
I like Lucy Liu, but I don't follow her that closely to know her voice.
I thought I knew her
way like that.
I just thought I knew her shit well enough to catch her voice, but I didn't, because she was that Sith, you know, with the red hair, with the red lightsaber.
That's crazy. You know that. That's awesome.
Right. He's also the general that tries to get Aang to use the Avatar State in Book 2.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Learn something new every day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah. Fire Lord Ozai is coming. Keep an eye out.
Casted. I wonder when the shit's coming out, though. Like, so
We don't know.
So we have our... We have...
Aang.
We have the team.
Yeah, Toph. Minus Toph.
And Zuko. And this dude now.
Yeah.
So we're missing, like, an Iroh and Zhao.
Yeah,
to get this started.
We need Zhao, and we probably need to. I guess some of the
maybe a
villagers from Katara's land, but it doesn't matter who plays.
Doesn't matter now. As far as like Kira, Bumi, maybe.
You know, we need Kiyoshi too.
Oh yeah, her name?
She makes some appearances in season.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
So I feel like we need someone to play Kiyoshi too. That'd be pretty. Cool.
The Kiyoshi warrior. What's her name? Damn it! I have a book on her too.
I hope actual Kiyoshi.
Suki.
But I hope actual Kiyoshi is played by our girl from Iron Fist. The Asian girl.
Yo.
She would be a great Kiyoshi.
I like that.
Right? Imagine if she played actual Kiyoshi, like his past life.
I'd be so happy. Like actual, like the Avatar Kiyoshi?
Yeah, because they're young. They're too young for her to be Suki.
You think so?
Bro, have you seen the cast?
You're talking about like homegirl from
Iron Fist.
Who became the Iron Fist. Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, spoilers. She became Iron
Fist. She looks young enough. You don't think
Bro,
so?
Bro, have you seen the cast that's playing Aang and Katara?
Yeah, I guess
they're
so.
Too different. No way. She'd have to be playing.
But Sokka is a little older, though.
Look at the cast. Look at that guy. Tell me that guy's older.
Do we have Sokka already?
Yeah, we have Sokka. Huh? He's too young.
Oh, man.
But they're playing them young. They're playing them, like, super young. She'd be better as Kiyoshi. Like, imagine the flashback seeing her in the fucking Kiyoshi armor and shit.
I can't find a picture right now. I don't want to look right now. Okay, but anyways.
But anyway, he's young. They're all young. They're super fucking young. They're kids.
But you're right.
Yeah, they're like in middle school.
Fine.
Yeah, she needs to be Kiyoshi.
So then who do we know then that might be? Good. I don't know.
She'd be a great
kid. Anyways.
But yeah, all right. My turn. Quentin Tarantino said.
Would say.
Wait, is it my turn or is it your turn?
Go for it.
Sure. You only got 3 left, right?
Yeah.
All right, you go for it.
No, yeah, I'm interested now.
All right. Quentin Tarantino said in a recent interview, Kill Bill 3 might be his next movie.
Might be. Been teasing us this for years, man. Yep. Just fucking do it already.
I know. Just confirm it, bro. Just do it.
Just do it, man. Tired of waiting.
AJ's right. As what AJ's referring to is we've heard comments from both him and Uma Thurman going back and forth talking about it, and they both said they're down to do it. So Kill Bill 3 should be a thing. Also, Uma Thurman's daughter looks just like her real-life daughter. And if she's into acting, she could easily be the little girl, you know?
Okay.
Grown up.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of great threats to still face here. There's the other little girl, the daughter of Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
There's also Ellie, who could be like Zatoichi, the blind swordsman.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, she got her second eye picked out.
Yes.
There is also, I feel like there's a third threat. I'm forgetting. Oh, so Tarantino had revealed that in his original story... And in his mind, Gogo has a twin sister, and that Gogo's twin sister would come looking for a Beatrix kiddo.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Taichi says her daughter is in Stranger Things. Whose daughter? Which girl?
Yeah, which girl's her daughter?
Is it
the one that works at the mall, the lesbian.
Oh.
She's great.
Uma Thurman's daughter?
Yeah, that's Uma Thurman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she could be. Okay. I could see her fighting with a sword and shit.
Scoops.
Scoops. Yeah. That's her name. Scoops. Yeah.
That was her name. That's the name of the place they work at, isn't it?
Wait. Oh, I think. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. That is the place they work at.
I don't even know.
No, no, no. That's the place they work. You're right.
I think so. Uma Thurman's. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. No, that'd be cool. Yeah. Just do it already, and then and then Kung Pao 2 right after.
Exactly. We still waiting on that. But yeah, Kill Bill 3, I'd love it. I wonder why it would be called Kill Bill 3. That would lead me to believe there's someone else named Bill that might be out there. Or maybe he had a predecessor.
Yeah. Successor?
Successor, sorry. Maybe he had a successor we didn't know about. Something like that, you know? That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe he's not dead.
Maybe. Maybe Greg's Bill.
You know? Kill Greg.
All right. Yeah, AJ?
You know, speaking of Halloween stuff and scary things, no, I'm just kidding, but kind of. And, like, I don't know how to feel about this, but they, Lego and Nintendo announced that they have a new set coming out. You know, they've been doing this Mario set thing for like, a minute now. And then we just got Luigi just, like, a few months ago. And now they introduced that they're going to do Luigi's Mansion as a set now. Which sounds pretty crazy. Coming soon. Don't know when. They missed an opportunity of releasing it over Halloween.
By the way, they announced it on Halloween, though.
Look. They did announce it on Halloween, yeah. So what I like about this, because it's a whole game, right?
Yeah.
The actual characters, like Mario.
There's like three games, right, about Luigi's Mansion?
No, not that, but the Lego set itself is its own game, right? Oh, fuck, I went too far. So, like, with the, like, actual Mario or Luigi figure in this case, you know, you can bounce around. The little screen happens. You collect coins. You time yourself to see how far.
Like,
you
right, course, there's, like, right? a mini game.
Yeah, there's a whole mini game in building this, right? So, Luigi's Mansion, that's him about catching ghosts and everything. So, they can easily adapt this into that system with Luigi specifically, which I thought was, like, a great idea. Like, that's an awesome idea. Like, I don't know, like. I'm excited. I never played Luigi's Mansion, so I'm probably not gonna get all the sets from and all that. But I just thought it was cool. Mm. I wonder when they're gonna do like some Mario Kart thing now. Like if they're gonna do Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, can you imagine how nuts that would be?
Like,
a Mario Kart
with like Lego Technics and all that. Like
Hot Wheels teams up for it. Imagine.
Mario and Hot Wheels and Mario Kart is already doing a thing. Actually, that exists actually already.
Wait, tell me you own that pink Yoshi.
I do.
Okay, cool.
It came with the Luigi. I specifically bought the Luigi set to get that pink Yoshi.
That's so funny. I thought so. Okay.
I want that pink Yoshi. So yeah, I already popped it open and built it sitting on my shelf in the room. And just that's all I built. I just opened it just to build that.
That's funny.
And I turned on Luigi just to make sure he was working. Everything. He's good. He's all good. Oh, I also have the frog suit too. The frog suit came out, and now I could put the Mario and Luigi in the frog suit. That was the other thing.
Yeah, build the frog suit around them?
Yeah, like, so his, like, you see here, he has the hat and suspenders. Yeah. Well, those parts can come off, and then you slip them into a frog suit with the frog hat on top of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so I got that too.
Okay.
But yeah, that's coming soon. Sounds exciting.
All right, my last two pieces of news are more casting information about new things going on. Oh, real quick, actually, no. Looney Tunes is doing a stage show.
Stage show.
This is the images from an old stage show that didn't work out too well.
It was. I feel like this is something like Magic Mountain or something like that.
I think it was. Yeah, like a little sideshow.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're gonna do a full-on Looney Tunes stage show, and apparently it's gonna be gravity-defying. I don't know what that means. Maybe some cool-ass wire work to do some Bugs Bunny moments and some fucking crazy-ass.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Roadrunner stuff, you know? I don't know. There's no details about it, but I'm interested, actually. I know it sounds weird, but I think I would watch a Looney Tunes stage show if it was cool. I heard it didn't suck. I don't know why. I thought I'd bring this up. That was kind of cool.
Sounds interesting.
But,
It better be at Six Flags or something like that.
We'll see. I think it's going to be its own thing, like showing up in Broadway theaters and shit. But yeah, okay. So, yeah, Looney Tunes, keep an eye out for that.
And then you have the casting for this, you said, right?
Oh, no, I have a casting. Bill Murray joins Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Interesting.
Don't know what role he's going to play, but my guess is maybe he's a version of Kang.
You think so?
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know that for sure. Kang can be anybody. I mean, he's apparently...
Murray. I feel like he could do like a mad scientist type of dude, maybe.
Kang.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, Kang is a mad scientist.
What if Bill Murray is going to be... Mr. Fantastic.
Shut the fuck up. I ought to stab you. Yo, real quick, one other thing that was talked about, that a thing in Dune that was done in the movie without telling you, is there's a rule with the Fremen. Remember that the Crisp knife, that weird-ass white knife that they had? That lady gave
Jessica? Oh, yeah.
The rule is, so that that knife is made from the teeth of the worm.
Right, I remember that.
Oh, they talked about that.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
The rule of the knife is, it's their religious belief for the Fremen. If you draw that knife, blood must be shed.
Damn.
That's a fucking rule. That's the most gangster fucking rule I've ever heard in my life. You cannot draw it and not shed blood. It's not cool. And so that's why when they thought they were going to jump Paul and Jessica and they decided they're going to let them in, you see all the Fremen cut their thumbs.
Yeah.
And they put their knives away. Because they're like, and that's something that's not in the book that they do that. And you're like, that was dope. I'm like, that was a little way just to make it clear. Like, that's fucking cool. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to throw it out there.
So even if it wasn't like just full out massacre blood, you know, some blood has to be drawn.
In some way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember they did. I didn't understand why, but okay, I get it now.
I had to really think about it. Even me who read the book, I didn't quite, I was like, what the fuck? And then I thought about it, like, oh, blood must be shed. And I'm like, okay.
That's crazy.
Anyway. But yeah, Bill Murray, we were already introduced to the fact that Loki, from the Loki show, that Lokis don't always have to look like Loki.
Yeah.
So, you know, while I do think we're going to, obviously, we've been clearly shown that we will see Jonathan Majors as, you know, Kang. I feel like we could see other actors also portray versions of him at some point here and there, just like Loki.
Hmm. Like, Sylvie. Like fun cameos.
Yeah, exactly. Like Sylvie, the comic book Loki who came out, you know.
Yeah.
Boastful Loki, kid Loki. Like, you might be able to play that game with Kang for a long time.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, so I just want to throw that out there.
Like I thought that was kind of theory there, yeah.
Yeah. AJ?
So Harry Potter, you know, had a game that came out for the mobile. It was built by Niantic, right? Who does Pokemon Go? So this is like Harry Potter Go in a way, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It was called Harry Potter Wizards Unite. You know, we talked about it a while back, and it came out.
Sounds familiar.
You know, it's been out for I think maybe about a year or two now, something like that. They're gonna end the game.
Already?
Yep. So they said Harry Potter Wizards Unite will officially close on January 31st, 2022. So in a few months. The game will be removed from the App Store, Google Play, and Galaxy stores on December 6th. So pretty soon you can't even get it out of the App Stores at all. Players will no longer be able to make in-game purchases as of December 6th as well. And to close out, there will be a lot of extra bonuses. Like so as the months go by, the weeks, feel weeks going by as this game exists. All, like there's going to be a bunch of bonuses and rewards. People are going to take it. So they're going to fucking give you everything pretty much, I'm assuming. There's also going to be like a lot of events going on until the end of the game pretty much.
Hmm.
But kind of crazy that they hyped this game out for a while and then it just kind of just died.
I remember hearing about it. It reminds me of the Matrix game. Remember the Matrix game that came out shortly after Revolution? The computer game? Like that everyone could interact with and everybody let Morpheus fucking die? Fucking dumbasses. Anybody who owned that game, I'm still mad at you for letting Morpheus fucking die.
I forgot about that.
I wonder if that's going to connect to the story that we see in the movie why Morpheus looks young.
That'd be cool, actually.
Well, remember the Wachowskis had said that game was canon for a long time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not sure if this has like an ending. But apparently there was some missions they were mentioning, like, oh yeah, like, you know, as we played this game, we did this, we did that, we helped Harry defeat this person. Like, there's a whole like paragraph here, like what they accomplished throughout that game. But I don't think it's based off of the story. I think they just, maybe there's not enough people playing anymore or something. I don't know.
I could see that.
Which is also crazy too, is that a new game from Niantic just came out. Pikmin. It's a Pikmin game now by Niantic. So
another, by Niantic?
Yeah. So another world game where you can go out and do some Pikmin shit.
Pikmin? Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Like they collect things and you leave flowers behind. I haven't checked it out yet, but
the only way it can be better is if you played it through an Olimar helmet. You put the helmet on and you could see this shit.
And it's VR.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
That'd be
dope. By the way, Chibi Wags in chat chimed in about Bill Murray.
A casting for
Ant-Man. He says, I'm throwing my hat in. It's Scott's dad.
And you know what? That's such a good fucking guess.
That's a good guess. That's like that one.
Almost annoying how good that guess is.
Yes.
Way less Marvel-y and way more accurate to what they probably would do.
Yeah.
Like, he's a thief too. He's kind of a jackass. Like, you know, and kind of like.
I think Bill Murray can fill that role pretty well.
Yeah,
right?
He does good shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Good call.
I like that one.
You might be right about that.
Is there anything in the comics about him, Scott Lang, meaning his dad?
His dad, yeah, his dad sucks. His dad's a deadbeat.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Oh, like, perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
He's not important, but I could see them easily tying that into this whole story.
Like, yeah, like making a story out of it, even though he's not going to be a bigger role later on. Yeah, I see that. And he's Kang.
And he's Kang. Damn.
Or a future old Scott. We already got that. We got that in Endgame.
Yeah, we already pushed time through Scott.
Yeah.
okay, and then my last piece of news here will be Gal Gadot has been casted as the evil queen in the new Snow White live action they're making for Disney. Right? Kind of fits, right? Gal Gadot, evil queen.
I'm trying to put that together. Like, okay, she's kind of a villain now.
Yeah.
But she's a hot villain.
Just like Angelina Jolie. Gotta right? have hot villains. Yeah. You know? Just like Jafar. Apparently, all the bitches like Jafar in that live action one.
What the fuck?
You even heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about
People
that.
People were mad that, like, dude, it was a big argument. People were like, why is Aladdin ugly and Jafar's hot? Everyone's like, this doesn't feel right. You know, like.
That's funny.
Sorry, no, you know, no offense to Aladdin. That's just what the people were saying. Sorry. I don't even care. And as the movie is all about parents and kids. Anyway, oh, yep, Tai Chi's right. It's about family in that, man. Like, okay. About legacy. Yeah, that's a good point, Tai Chi.
Okay, nice.
Oh, man, Reason's asking us. Don't ask me that question, Reason. I don't want to talk about Diablo.
Dude, I haven't even bought the game yet. There's so many other games I still want to, like, try to play. I definitely want to play Diablo. Diablo 2?
Yeah.
Soon, dude. Like, I want to. Just, I honestly, I haven't had time the last couple of months, but now that, like, my work schedule kind of is calming down right now, I think I might have some time to actually...
To play that?
Fit it in, so...
Don't draw me into that shit, bro. don't take me back.
I'm just going to play it around you. What you do with your time and with the game is up to you.
I fucking hate you. I hate you. You know there's only so long I could fucking stay away if I'm watching you play all the time.
I'm going to be like, hey, T, check this shit out. Remember this shit, you know? Like, I'm going to do that a couple of times because I have to. What you do is up to you, man.
You know, the only thing you have to say, there's only one thing you have to say to me. You want to go kill the ancients? That's all you ever had to say to me to get me into Diablo 2 again. You want to go kill the ancients? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go kill the ancients. Oh, man.
They're
like,
Chi's also saying he's in Act 2 waiting, but Act 2's so boring, wow. Dude.
Yeah, Act 2's the worst one. Yeah, I hate Act 2.
Just get past it, man, and just let me know when you're ready. Like, maybe Act 3?
I just remember those ancients were like the Avengers, but like bad. Oh, no, they were good, right?
A Trapsin... To hell already? A fucking trap assassin? Got it to hell? There's a trap assassin build, man.
Oh, interesting. Oh, shit.
Talk to T, man.
I love the assassin. I like the power glowing shit most, but I would rather do the other shit. The other shit's better.
Yeah, did you have like a fucking burning fingers shit?
Yeah, she had a mix. She had like a power finger, a burning finger, an ice finger, and an electric. And I would hit people with like all three, you know?
Yeah.
So it didn't matter what your resistance was. You got hit by something, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm waiting? He says, damn. All right, AJ, you got one last piece of news for us? Oh, yeah, real quick.
We're talking about Gal Gadot
is
going
to be the evil queen Snow White.
First off, Snow White, are they doing that now? Like that.
You know they're going to go through all of them.
I know.
You know they're going to do it.
I want to know who's going to be playing the dwarves then.
I was going to say, you know, the only thing I want is Danny DeVito is Grumpy. That's all I want.
Okay. Maybe that's going to be creepy. So who's going to be Snow White?
We don't know yet.
Better be someone ugly.
I don't know. Good point. Good question.
But yeah, I don't think Gal Gadot's been done a villain yet.
No, but I feel like she's going to be good at it.
You know what? Kind of. She was sort of a side villain in Fast and Furious.
I've heard that. Yeah, that's right.
But like, not really, because she ended up like, you know, switching sides in the end.
Yeah.
And then overall, right?
I mean, all the villains switch sides in Fast and Furious eventually, right?
Actually, in a way. Right? That's kind of true.
It's just like Dragon Ball Z. It's the same thing.
Spoilers.
You know Dragon Ball Z. All those guys are bad guys. Like, he fights all of them before they join him. But yeah, all right, AJ, last piece of news.
Warner Brothers. A leak happened.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Where apparently a leaker has claimed that there's a new game coming out by NetherRealm Studios. It's supposed to be like a Super Smash Bros. Inspired game with Warner Brothers characters. It's supposed to be called Multiverses.
Yes, we spoke about this briefly. And it's starting to... Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks ago. It's kind of starting to seem true because stuff just keeps coming out about it, which I'm sure AJ's
No, actually, this leak just happened. Like, I don't think we talked about it on the show yet.
Did we just talk about it to each other?
I think it brought up at some point, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so like this is like a new leak. What's funny about this too, like when this happened, some like people like posted about it, and then they started getting like banned and strikes on their like channels and stuff. So that kind of makes it possibly true, although like Warner Brothers hasn't said anything about it yet. They're not claiming anything, of course, but what the leaker kind of showed us though was that I don't remember if they showed like a video or something like that, and then they made some like fake name and all that, some throwaway name real quick just to post this on Reddit somewhere, but apparently Shaggy is going to be a playable character. Tom from Tom and Jerry, Gandalf from Lord of the Rings, Batman, Fred Flintstone, Johnny Bravo, possibly even like Harry Potter and someone from Mad Max. These are all like Warner Brother, what do you call it? Like just IPs and all that, right? And then NetherRealms has already done shit with DC before in the past, right? So that's an easy one right there. I actually think Mortal Kombat is also produced by Warner Brothers, right? So just kind of makes sense. And then with the whole like Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl game that just came out as well, maybe NetherRealms heard about it early on too and decided like, hey, we should do the same thing because we have our own IP characters. It just kind of makes sense. Plus, Nintendo's gone all crazy right now of all those characters, right? Warner Brothers owns NetherRealms. Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. That's true. But yeah, also it's supposed to be like a tag team game too. So I heard like it's supposed to be like a tag team, like a Marvel vs. Capcom style. And I also heard it's supposed to be like a platformer like Smash. So I'm not sure where it's going to go. But if it's a platformer like Smash, but with some tag team elements, that'd be interesting.
That actually does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
You talk about the leaks? Like who's actually in the roster?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess Shaggy, Tom, and Trondheim, Batman, Gandalf, Fred Flintstone, Johnny Bravo. That's a Cartoon Network thing too, by the way, which is interesting.
They own
Harry Cartoon Potter. Network? I don't know. But I don't know why Johnny Bravo was in that, which got me thinking too. But Harry Potter and Mad Max, like,
what?
Yeah.
So this is too different. Well, maybe it's fun. Is. It might be okay though. You never know. Once you start playing, it might be fun. But
you know what too? Like, you know, these are all like realistic type characters too. Aside from like Shaggy, Tom and Jerry, Johnny Bravo, right? So. Just like how, like, when, what was it, DC versus Mortal Kombat came out, it was, like, a very serious, like, we weren't used to that yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be something similar, but on a Smash Bros. Type of level, maybe.
That'd be kind of cool, like, a more real, like, bigger scale, more realistic, but still Smash Brothers game, technically.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. That'd be very interesting.
That would be interesting. So maybe that's what they'll do? Don't know.
I'll tell you this, though. Just you talking about this has me more excited for something that we don't have. Money. Imagine a car... that, but more specifically, imagine a Cartoon Network fighting game.
I mean, if Johnny Bravo is part of this, they can kind of do that.
No, but I'm saying, imagine if it was exclusive. I feel like it'd be more fun if it was exclusive.
What was the Johnny connection? Bravo, but yeah, a cartoon like how Nickelodeon did it, right?
You mean
like
Johnny Bravo,
Powerpuff
Dexter,
Girls,
Powerpuff Girls? Right. Yeah, exactly. Have those
Cow and Chicken, Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah, exactly. Like have these motherfuckers like iconic ones, like top eight, and then. Bonus characters could be the newer ones, like from the regular show and the Adventure Time.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Adventure
they
Time.
They could be bonus characters because they're newer.
What's his name?
You know?
Johnny Quest?
Yeah, Johnny. Oh, that's a good bonus character. That'd be cool as fuck. Interesting idea, but speaking about how our group plays, we generally don't like the way NetherRealm makes fighting games. Could be different as a platform fighter.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
You guys hate. Oh, I guess I do hate how like Mortal Kombat fights and plays too. It just feels so stiff. But that doesn't mean, I mean, I don't hate it.
That's not
I just don't prefer it.
I hate it.
T hates it. He's going to play it, though.
I'll still try it. All right, but yeah, okay. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in a couple of months. You know, we'll probably announce it. Be like, yeah, we all knew it.
I'll tell you the thing that makes it feel real to me is that Shaggy's in it. Because I'll tell you why. Have you not been seeing how Shaggy is... fucking been growing in popularity lately?
For some reason, he was a meme like a couple years ago where he was like a god or something like that.
Bro,
remember those memes going around for a while?
That's been still going, bro.
It's still going?
See, you refused to watch that fucking Mortal Kombat movie my friend made. I told you gotta watch that. One of the intros, I'm gonna spoil it for you because you're not watching it. They show fucking Scorpion doing something and fucking all of a sudden,
I seen that video then.
Shaggy comes out all scary and grabs Scorpion and says, get over here, man.
Yeah.
And then like they show him standing there all scary like Akuma afterwards. And I was like, it's happening. They've been hyping this shit up. Like they know. And that's an official WB thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are fucking setting the stage for it. So I feel like that is a thing that's happening.
I bet you after that meme started going around, they're like, we should do something with this, like a fighting game.
Yeah, they're like, why
and
not?
And literally make Shaggy the broken character.
Yeah, make him the Akuma of the game. That'd be hilarious, dude. Like,
just,
I'd be
just
down.
Just play into the meme.
Right?
Man.
Yeah, if you see those Mortal Kombat movies, they just make a little joke at it before the movie starts, and you're just like, the fuck?
Like the opening logo, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Funny.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. All right, on Focus Week, AJ, what you got planned?
So, Fruits Basket Season 3 is out on Hulu,
the
dubbed.
Whole thing?
Yeah. I just found that out. I asked my sister about, like, did you know Season 3? She's like, yeah, I already watched it. I watched it twice already. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow, watched it twice. Dude, we're halfway through Season 2 right now. So all right, now that makes me want to be aggressive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, now you can go through it, yeah.
That makes me want to be aggressive about finishing it, because I've kind of been putting it off because I don't want
to
catch up.
Yeah, get to the end, dude, or at least that's the second season, because like, that's a big like opening moment. Like, what the fuck? Oh, and now shit. Season three, like, I want to know based off of what happened at the end there, like, okay, how's this going to end now?
And season three is it, right? Season three?
It should be, yeah, because they're at that point now. As far as I know, it is the end.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Fruits Basket is probably going to be something that I'm going to watch pretty soon. I want to start watching My Hero now. Like, I'm ready to start it now.
So good.
I'm waiting for Carla to be like B, but she's been doing her own shit. But
dude, it's so good. I want to
do that.
You're going to love it, man.
Apparently my niece has been watching it and she loves it. So I was like, fuck, I'm fucking lacking now for reals. If my niece is up on it already, hey, shit.
If you need my Funimation shit. I mean, no, man, it's so good. My Hero
Academia. I've seen it on Netflix. So I was
they have it on Netflix already?
Yeah, Netflix is on there, yeah.
Wow.
Time and then just for wags, I'm going to open a new My Hero pack right now. I've been opening one like every so often with the UFS shit. So just for kicks right now, we'll do this. And then also, like, I'll continue working on my little website thing and just, you know, I'm just having fun with that right now. And then, you know, the usual, probably do some Soul this weekend, right? And I've been working on a new Digimon deck. I want to make security control. I need to find some certain cards, so I might hit up, or I might even just go TCG player and just buy some cards off of there. Pretty soon.
Dude, I have some Transcendent Swords if you need to make red yellow. So
no, I got enough.
Oh, okay,
I already have all the option cards I need. I have them all already.
That's not the problem. Okay.
The problem is getting the monsters for it now.
Gotcha.
And that's all I really need to find. And then I just gotta make it and balance it and figure out. But there's a couple of key monsters or Digimon that are necessary for that deck, so that's what I need right now. So that's my hunt.
Okay. All right. While you show off your new cards, for my Unfocus week, I am going to finish that creepy show Them. That shit looks pretty fucking cool. I'd really like to continue the look at that guy right there.
This is who my niece was for Halloween.
Yeah. So do you know what his ability is?
No, he looks like Zuko though.
So his quirk is his parents both have a quirk, right? His mom has ice and his dad has fire.
Damn, his parents.
And he got both of
their
quirks.
That's dope.
And that's super rare.
That's cool. Okay, I want to check this out. Look at, he's there again with Frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's real rare for someone to have two powers. I don't think anybody else has two powers in there except for him.
You know what, too? Speaking of this this whole My Hero Academia series, this is part of the Universes series, right? Which is a rebranding of UFS. Supposedly, they work together as long as you have sleeves. As far as the rules go, I've seen that because they have a new backing now, right? Which kind of sucks. But and they look different. They look more highlighted, more bright and everything, right? So the cards, everything plays the same. It just looks different. People have been doing box openings on I've randomly come across YouTube videos where people are opening these packs and shit, which has me excited that hopefully this game will finally take off and like the Soul Calibur shit that I've been getting like will be like legit. I can go and play someone with their My Hero Academia shit. Like, fuck you, fuck your anime, bitch.
Yeah, Drew kind of eyeing. Yeah, Drew kind of eyeing your shit. He's like, huh, card game with Soul Calibur? I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's all looking through him. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so. So me and Wags have been hoping, like I said, me and Wags went out and bought a box just to like show support for this game, and let's hope it takes off.
All right, for my Unfocus week, I'm gonna finish this X-Men book I was telling y'all about.
Right.
I don't know about finishing; it's pretty big, but I'm gonna just read a lot of it. Can't wait to read the Spider-Man part. I want to continue watching that Titans show, the DC show on HBO Max. I saw the first three episodes of the new season. But the ending of the last episode was so sad, I kind of took a little bit of a break.
Mm.
But I'm like, I think I'm gonna get back into it because it was good. And then finish Them, that creepy ass show on Amazon Prime. I'm pretty hyped for that. I think that's pretty much it for my Unfocus week. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us again, and peace.
Stay tuned for the after show.
Yeah.
Are we going to do this? When are we going to do this?
Actually, it's kind of late now. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to subscribe.